This is the Sam Sorbo Show.
Can anybody out there hear me?
I can hear you.
Call Sam now.
I've got a pen and I've got a phone.
1-800-876-4123.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
I want you to listen to me.
This is the Sam Sorbo Show.
It all began in 2009 with what has become known as President Obama's Global Apology Tour. We all remember. In a series of speeches, President Obama described America as arrogant, dismissive, derisive, and a colonial power. He was describing us. He informed other countries that he would be speaking up about America's past errors. He pledged that we would no longer be a senior partner that sought to dictate our terms. He lectured CIA officers of the need to acknowledge their mistakes and described Guantanamo Bay as a rallying cry for our enemies. Perhaps no speech was more misguided than President Obama's speech to the Muslim world delivered in Cairo, Egypt, 2009. I remember it well.
Good morning, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den, filling in for Sam Sorbo of The Sam Sorbo Show. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than telling jokes while everybody else thinks you're being serious. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Joe Curry.
Good morning.
And Pip Hewitt.
Hi, everyone.
And Patrice on the West Coast, making sure we stay on the air. If you wish to interact with us, please call 800-876-4123. That's 800-876-4123. Or you can go to the davinsden.com. Website, and then you click listen and chat live, and you go to our chat room. Can't listen to the show there today, but you can go in the chat room. Pip will be running that for us as always, so if you have something interesting to say or a question, Pip will try to address that, maybe even put it on the air. So a lot of fun stuff. We got led in by Donald Trump. Nothing makes me happier in the morning than listen to Donald Trump talking about the global apology tour. I hope I missed it the first time. I'm hoping when Obama leaves office, he does it again, because I want to get one of those counterfeit concert global apology tour T-shirts that I like to get.
You get that outside the White House.
Yeah, I do get that outside the White House. Big guy. I'm going to haggle him down for $8.50, because, you know, once Obama leaves office, I don't think it's worth as much anymore.
Right.
You just live seeing them smuggle those T-shirts in their pants. I know you.
Don't make it dirty. It's early. People are drinking coffee. We got 3 hours of radio goodness for you this morning. The banning of burkinis in some French towns.
Uh-oh.
Donald Trump likes to say things that some deem outrageous, some say out point, but then he gets a little bit of blowback on it and he goes, hey, just kidding. So we think Donald Trump might not be running for office. He might be trying to be the comedian in chief, and fortunately you got three comedians hosting this show, and we were fortunate enough to get our hands on the Donald Trump, quote, joke notebook. So we're going to reveal some of the things you might be hearing at a campaign stop near you. Also, a lot of people have wondered, hey, where are Hillary's emails? Well, we do a lot with cybercrime and scammers. We found some of those Hillary's emails. We're going to bring that to you later on. Also, what's better when you have that booty call? Is it better to be high or better to be drunk? Science did some research. We're going to bring that to you as well. We have plenty of other things. So I did a comedy gig over the weekend, and I went to the woods of Pennsylvania, Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. And it was in, I'd never been to, actually, I don't know if I've been to them before. Like, these people, like, bring their campers. And
really?
And they spend the whole summer there.
And what, are you by the campfire?
You were at the gig, that was my smile. No, we were in a barn.
A barn?
Yeah, which is where I belong with my act. And it's just, like, thundering and lightning. But they spend the whole summer at the campgrounds.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to do that.
Well, who can spend that much time someplace away from work?
Well, I guess you either go to campaign rallies for your favorite candidate, and then you go back to the camper. I think that's what you do.
Oh my goodness.
Are there a lot of retired people?
No, I don't think so, although I don't know who's hiring these people. it was certainly an eclectic group. I had a great time with them. But something struck me. So they have a couple of stores.
Oh, it was a hay bale.
That's Joe Curry. He's not a nice person. Welcome to Joe America. America was Joe. Joe America. Good
Hi.
Luck. All of a sudden, Trump and Hillary seem nice, don't they? So they have a couple stores on the grounds. and they were selling something that I thought was no mas. They were selling candy cigarettes.
What?
Yeah, that was my reaction.
Really? Yeah, I've never seen them. I mean, in years.
You've never seen them?
No. I used to love them.
When we were kids, yeah. But right. That's like, I think during the late 70s and 80s, they got rid of them because they're candy cigarettes.
Yeah, it's like, do you need to explain that?
Yeah, right.
Well, apparently, like, if you're vacationing in the campgrounds, you figure, you know what? If the Lyme disease doesn't get the kids, that cigarette habit that you foster just might.
I think it's all the sugar in it that's going to kill the kids.
It's right there on the counter, eye level for kids, 25 cents.
No.
You can't get anything for 25 cents.
That's amazing. Yeah, I know. So they're going to stock up.
I think it's a little disturbing.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, for something that you figured was taken off the market, decades ago, because of the implications of young people smoking, they got rid of Joe Camel, that whole campaign, the late 80s, got rid of that?
Yeah.
So you would figure if they got rid of that campaign, because it was allegedly geared at your children, you would figure something that, like, candy cigarettes would have been following suit.
You would have thought, but...
You would have thought, yes.
Apparently, though, because I posted this on my Facebook page, apparently, like, you can get these on Amazon.
Yeah.
I
know that there are like old timey candy places where you can order certain kinds of candy, like dots on paper that you know people don't carry anymore.
Aren't those the LSD fake candies? Isn't that like little tabs?
No, I don't want my postman getting suspicious. Quiet.
Yeah.
It just blew my mind at this. Because I think we should stop that.
Well, what is it? The Reynolds Mercantile? Was it R.J. Reynolds Mercantile that you were seeing this in?
No, it was not. It was my family wants to vacation in a trailer for the summer Mercantile.
Well, how's that a vacation if you live in it all year?
Some people do stay there all year.
They live there in the campgrounds all year?
Yes.
That's interesting.
No. I would think not. I would think it's not that. See, here's the thing. I don't like to talk to people, as you guys know, so I'm not even talking to you people listening right now.
I don't like to talk. That's why I host a radio show.
Well, they're not talking back. It's the way I like it. They're disciplined, this audience.
Right.
So it would not work. Like, I couldn't join a community like that unless I knew people there. Like, if you guys were there, if you guys were in the trailers next to me, and, you know, Joe's going through a bit of a divorce, so it's not far-fetched.
Yeah.
and considering my life, yeah, any day now, he'll wake up.
Yeah, right.
So if you guys were in the trailers next to me, I could possibly do it. But just to move into this community, I couldn't. And supposedly they're very segregated between the valley people and the mountain people, and they don't talk to each other. It's very weird.
People always come up with an excuse to hate somebody.
Yeah.
You live in the valley.
But you know what? That's the point. Because there was an excuse. Because we didn't have the normal excuses like race, religion, ethnicity. Because everybody there was white.
So they were all homogenous except for the hill or the valley situation.
Well, let's be honest. Black people are not hanging out with a bunch of white people where the trees are around. They're smart, these black people.
Of course they are.
They know it's not. They're much smarter.
Yeah, don't go into the haunted house. Don't hang out with the trailer trash.
Well, I didn't say they were trailer trash.
I just did.
That's a bit offensive. That's Pip Helix.
But you want to send your letters there, yeah, Pip Helix.
Hey, Mr. Helix lived in a trailer for a while, and I gladly went and visited him there.
Bought him candy cigarettes?
I did.
Now he's hooked.
How do you think I brought him in?
Yeah.
So my family's on vacation. They're actually in a cabin by a lake.
Nice.
No, not really. It's in Vermont. Why? For what?
What? They're not visiting Bernie?
No, they're not visiting. Bernie has free time, though, so maybe they could.
Yes, they could.
All I know from Vermont, Red Squirrels and Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah.
But I have two requirements when I go on vacation. Two requirements. Wi-Fi and air conditioning.
Which you'll find in the woods.
That's why I don't go in the woods. I did a comedy show in the woods. I'm not vacationing there. If I had a trailer, my trailer would be, like, all blinged out. I would have central air in my trailer.
I must have got a hotel room.
Wait a minute. I think you're misunderstanding what blinged out means. I mean, what, are you going to have sparkles and Swarovski crystals on it?
I'm going to have a low-rider trailer. I'm going to have spinners on it.
Pimp my trailer.
I'm going to pimp my trailer. So okay. they did not have air conditioning. They don't have air conditioning.
Oh, it's so brutal.
Yeah, and they were sweating, and you know what I was thinking? It's like, you know what? Nah, I'm glad I'm not there. Sweat your guts off.
Is it hot up there as it is down here with the heat wave?
Well, I'm not there, Joe, but it is very hot.
Okay, wow, that's brutal.
Yeah, so they were complaining. I'm like, you know what? I'm at home in this huge king-size bed, and we have central air, so I'm loving life.
They're not loving you.
Well, this is your vacation.
This is our vacation. Filling in for Sam Sorbo, Sam Sorbo Show.
Yes.
So I am happy there. I'm going to join them later on. But Pippa, you saw a concert called Happy Together?
Yeah, it's one of those concerts where they put a whole bunch of bands together. So, like, none of these bands...
We Can't Draw Anymore tour?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. Yeah. I mean, you know, it was very nice. It was very nostalgic. But some
code
of
code for old.
Yeah, some of these guys are well past their prime. And so there was a lot of singing like, to hold that note.
Were
you know?
They Native Americans? I don't know what that was.
Yeah.
No, there was one fellow whose name is escaping me at the moment, as usual. He just was singing like this with lots of vibrato. And it was like my Uncle Bob trying to carry a tune. It was really scary.
Yeah, I can just imagine the poor people listening to this driving off the road as you did that.
Yeah,
I know.
Exactly.
I'm so sorry about those accidents. Call AAA.
The Sam Sorbo Show audience deserves better than that.
Yes, they do. And
notes.
So did the people sitting in the audience. There were one of the moments that was sort of perversely funny for me was that... because Mr. Helix is a DJ, we got to hang out in the parking lot for a little bit, and one of the acts was actually drinking Boost in front of us after the show.
That's funny. That's funny. Mixed with vodka.
No, we watched him open the bottle, and I said, you know, we're all going to get there, but this is particularly funny. It just really told me which show I was at. It was very interesting. And some of the guys were you know, helped up onto the stage. But it was good. It was fun.
All right. Well, don't go anywhere when we come back. Burkinis, band, and parts of France. We'll elaborate. You're listening to Davinson filling in for Sam Sorbo of The Sam Sorbo Show.
This is The Sam Sorbo Show.
For more information on this and other great talk programs, go to talkradionetwork.com.
You wouldn't dare build a house without a blueprint, and neither should you invest without a plan. Hi, Sam Sorbo here. My good friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios called Your Financial Blueprint. Let Landmark Capital show you how to control your retirement and safeguard your money from government seizure, protect it from an upcoming recession, and maximize your financial growth in case of inflation. Landmark Capital can show you how to put physical metals, gold and silver, into your IRA or 401k and take physical possession today. Your 401k IRA is a ticking time bomb. The government's racked up our debt to $18 trillion, and there's currently $18.2 trillion in retirement. 12 different countries have already seized their citizens' assets like bank and retirement accounts, and it can happen here any day now, according to the Federal Reserve. Get the facts. Call 855-747-5947, 855-747-5947, or find them at landmarkgold.com. Call 855-747-5947 or visit landmarkgold.com.
Guys, surviving today takes tremendous toughness, mental energy, strength, and drive. That's why we developed M-Drive, a premium supplement for men. M-Drive will help you get back your drive, focus, strength, endurance, while supporting healthy testosterone levels. M-Drive is also rich in adaptogens that will help you manage stress while reducing cortisol levels. M-Drive is not free. There are no free offers, no absurd claims, just a promise that it will work for you, or you'll get your money back. M-Drive is the perfect example of getting what you pay for. Guys, M-Drive will help ensure optimal health and drive. So get serious about your health. Begin feeling younger, better, stronger. Try M-Drive.
M-Drive is available at Walgreens, Duane Reade, Vitamin Shoppe, and GNC. For more information, go to mdrivefit.com. mdrivefit.com.
This is a burkini. It's a swimsuit worn by some Muslim women, and it was recently banned on public beaches in Cannes, France. The city's mayor imposed the summer ordinance, which bans beach clothes that aren't respectful of good morals and secularism. The order says beachwear, which ostentatiously displays religious affiliation when France and places of worship are currently the target of terrorist attacks, is liable to create risks of disrupting public order. France has seen an uptick in violent attacks, including the truck incident in Nice that killed 84, and the murder of a priest, which ISIS claimed responsibility for. But even before this most recent wave of violence, France's burqa ban across the country was upheld by the European Court of Human Rights in 2014. In an interview with a French outlet, the mayor said veils, Jewish kippahs, and crosses will still be allowed on public beaches. For Newsy, I'm Samantha Crook.
This is the Sam Sorbo Show.
We are Davin's and we are filling in for the lovely Sam Sorbo of the Sam Sorbo Show. The number to call in, if you choose, is 800-876-4123. And, of course, you can go to our chat room, davinsden.com, click listen and chat live, and Pip will deal with that. Yeah, so they're banning burkinis. Burkinis are kind of like wetsuits. That's really what they are. And, you know, Muslim women, when they go out in public, a lot of Muslim women, they cover themselves. But so do a lot of Orthodox Jews. So do Amish.
Right.
Women. I mean, I don't know how many Amish and Mennonites they have in France. But you could see if we did something like that there. But here's what I don't understand. You have a problem with assimilation in your country. You say that that a lot of the Muslims, they stay within their own community. They don't want to embrace French society, mingle with French people. So then you do have these Muslims that are going on the same beaches as you are,
mm-hmm.
with your kids, with your family, playing in the water. Theoretically, their kids playing with your kids, you know, finding seashells, building sandcastles together, and you're going to alienate them? What am I missing?
I don't really understand this tactic either, because I'm thinking if you're trying to build community by having people, you know, reach out across the aisle, if you will, if you're trying to build community, why would you specifically say that this religious group, not, you'll notice that it mentioned not other religious groups. You could wear, you know, cross-covered bathing suits if you want.
Well, some Orthodox Jewish women complained because, as I mentioned, they like to wear these things.
Right, right. It sort of looks like a wetsuit, but it's got, you know, like a scuba gear, like the head is covered and the whole body's covered in swimsuit material.
Still form-fitting.
Very form-fitting.
Sexy Muslims. I'm thinking the sexy Muslims.
I saw those pictures and I thought, yeah, they are pretty sexy bathing suits, actually, for everything covered.
I think they showed the best looking women.
Of course
they're not. They're not showing the 5 foot 300-pound one trying to squeeze herself into a burkini.
Yeah, no. And please do wear that burkini. But the thing is, because you don't want to see all that exposed. No.
You're doing a public service by covering yourself.
Absolutely. I'm not letting them.
When I go to the beach, I don't wear a burkini. I wear a tent. And I do that for you, the public.
Well, the reason that they enacted this is they stated if a woman goes swimming in a burkini, that could draw a crowd and disrupt public order. I disagree with that. I don't really think it could.
It's a burkini. Gather around.
I don't think it could, because basically I've seen people at the beach wearing the full burkas and stuff like that. And you feel kind of sad for them because it's just so hot.
Right.
But at the same time, at least they're out there. They're wetting their feet. It's not your issue if that's how they want to dress.
Right.
Yeah, that's their own issue.
Well, the whole thing, they want them to assimilate. Me, personally, I think they should. But that's a decision that they have to make. It should not be enacted by a law that by law you have to assimilate. You're forcing somebody to assimilate. Like, I do feel that people should assimilate, but it shouldn't be mandated by law. If you're going to the beach and you want to feel comfortable, and this is the garb that you feel comfortable with, abiding by your traditions, I don't see a problem with this.
I have problems with how pale I am.
We all have problems with how pale you are.
I know, I'm sorry about the blinding. But the thing is that I would love to wear a burkini on the beach because I can't stand slathering myself.
Today's the day. I know it's a little early. Merry Christmas. Here's your burkini. Enjoy August.
It's lovely. And I love the little aqua stripe on the edge. That's really thoughtful.
I love that. That way you look fast.
I look fast.
Yeah,
and black is very slimming. I really love it.
Yes.
It's so much better than slathering chemicals all over me.
Yeah, and also there's people, somebody I actually know, that has a problem with getting sun exposure, and it triggers autoimmune disease. So
right.
With people that
they're called gingers.
Well, sometimes no.
I know.
And it can
I know,
be,
Joe.
You know,
it's a joke. I might be one in.
But, you know, so, you know, just for that reason, you know, on that reason as well, if you wear a full garb to the beach, you know?
I think it's ridiculous to try to control the person's behavior, the woman's behavior in this instance, rather than the people gawking. Supposing there would be people gawking.
Yeah.
I think this only feeds into the narrative that radical Islamists want you to feed into, which says the West hates us.
Yes.
I think it's counterintuitive. Like when you know, we'll get to Trump in a second, but when he does the whole Muslim ban, these are the type of things that make it difficult for law enforcement to get into these communities and talk to the imams and talk to the clerics and go, hey, what are you seeing? If they feel like everybody's against us.
Right. It doesn't open communication. It shuts it right down.
Mm. Well, you know, if you're law-abiding and you're not, you know, possessing a problem and you're not radical,
right.
You know, like I said, if this is your traditional garb, you're not bothering anybody. It would be nice if you assimilated. If you choose not to, it's not mandated by law that you assimilate. If this is what your culture feels is comfortable, then, you know, there shouldn't be a law enacted against this. In this one situation, this is wrong.
Now, I will say, if you're in a bikini and you have a package with wires and a clock sticking out, perhaps we should not let you at the beach.
Yeah, that's not a good accessory.
All right. Well, we got more coming up. We're going to talk. Donald Trump, the system's rigged, I tell you. We'll get to that next. You're listening to Davin Zen filling in for Sam Sorbo of The Sam Sorbo Show. Don't go anywhere.
This is The Sam Sorbo Show.
Hi, folks. GetTheTea.com is the place where the popular life change tea calls home. But did you know GetTheTea is also where you can purchase GMO-free organic supplements? You can read about their potent power at GetTheTea.com. Also, they just added a YouTube channel called Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Education about our health can be a life change. Maybe that's why our famous tea is called Life Change Tea. Learn about the trees for life. Our supplements have no fillers, no wheat, no rice, no garbage. And our tea is wow to the body. Make a conscious health change. Educate yourself on the most powerful essence of life, which is your health. You want more? Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or visit our YouTube channel at Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. And don't forget our fabulous mild detox tea at GetTheTea.com.
This is the Sam Sorbo Show.
The only way we can lose, in my opinion, I really mean this, Pennsylvania, is if cheating goes on. I really believe it. And that's the way we can lose the state. And we have to call up law enforcement, and we have to have the sheriffs and the police chiefs and everybody watching. Because if we get cheated out of this election, if we get cheated out of a win in Pennsylvania, which is such a vital state, especially when I know what's happening here, folks, I know she can't beat what's happening here. The only way they can beat it, in my opinion, and I mean this 100%, if in certain sections of the state, they cheat.
We are at Davin's Den, filling in for Sam Sorbo of The Sam Sorbo Show. Thank you guys for hanging out with us on this morning. Number to call in, if you want to, 800-876-4123. And, of course, you can go to our chat room on davinsden.com. You go to listen and chat live. Can't listen to it there. But you can chat. Pip is running that. So Donald Trump says it's rigged. He says it's rigged, like if you're playing softball and the umpire starts you with two strikes. It's rigged. Donald knows what's going on. Here's some stats. I'm going to say, first of all, I don't think it's rigged.
Okay.
So I want everybody to know my point of view. I think he might be wrong on that.
Okay.
But a little bit of stats. From 2000 to 2014, there have only been 31 cases of voter fraud out of over a billion ballots cast.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think those 31 were going to swing any election over 14 years. He says Clinton can't win Pennsylvania unless she cheats. What she does not mention, unfortunately, is that he's trailing in every poll
right.
in Pennsylvania. The suburbs outside of Philadelphia, which are extremely important, he's doing very, very poorly. There's been some polls where he has 2% of 2% nationally of African Americans. He's not mentioning these things. Instead, what he's doing, he's fostering this fear. This fear that if he does not win, and he might still win, he's going to have to change things,
mm-hmm.
but he might still win, but he's fostering this fear that if they lose, if he loses, it's not his fault. It's because the system worked against him. I think it's dangerous. And if the system is rigged for anybody in this country, it is rigged for wealthy white males. Nobody has it better in this country than wealthy white males.
Yeah.
Would you agree, Joe?
I would say to the extent, but it's growing, trying to grow the middle class, trying to grow and move them along.
But that's not what he's talking about. I agree we need to grow the middle class.
Yes.
We could talk economics, you know, Trump versus Hillary, and I'm happy to do that, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that he's floating this out there, that there's something wrong with the system. Not the first time.
But yeah. But sometimes you find out, I mean, what they did to Bernie Sanders, when they felt that was rigged against him. There was those emails that came out.
There were certainly evidence that the DNC worked against Bernie Sanders.
Now, with that in mind, it's reasonably possible to believe that it could be rigged.
But then but that was within one party. You would need the DNC and the RNC and all these state-run election boards to all be working in concert against Donald Trump. That's what you would need. The primary was very insular. It was very in-house. And you're right. There were cases of that. Bernie complained that some of his people couldn't vote. There were cases of that. But that being said, Bernie said he did lose fair and square.
Right. But the thing is, if his claim that it was rigged didn't seem so self-serving because he's low in the polls and so he's getting the feeling that he's not going
to
make it.
I don't mean to interrupt, but it's funny you mention that. Because he had said in the primary there was fear that he would lose to Ted Cruz in Colorado.
Right.
And he started floating. He was floating, it's rigged, it's rigged.
Mm-hmm.
He beat Ted Cruz in Colorado.
So then it's not rigged?
That's what he said.
Yeah.
He goes, I'm not worried about it anymore because I won. So we actually have Donald Trump on record saying that.
He actually said something like, I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
Well, if he can make a statement like that, sometimes, you know, it's where he needs to focus now, all right, on the whole rig thing. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. But in this story, it starts off with anti-immigration and anti-Muslim hysteria, where it states it here.
Mm-hmm.
If it's Trump, yeah, he needs to get off the rig thing. But anti-immigration, he's against illegal immigration. That's what a lot of liberals leave out. It's illegal immigration.
Right, but I don't want to talk about it. I know what you're saying with that, and you're right. He is, and you know, as somebody who's a little bit left, I will say, yes, he's come out against illegal immigration. I don't dispute that with you. I'm not going to have that argument. I'm talking about the danger of what he's sending to people, because there's a very good chance he's going to lose. And there's a very good chance, because he has some very passionate supporters, and you have to love that to a degree. But what happens if he loses to those supporters? Are they going to riot? Are they gonna tune out of society? Are they gonna go into the trailer camps where I have to perform comedy?
Have candy cigarettes?
Yes.
What could happen here?
Because Trump has even said, you know, if I lose, I'm going on vacation. It's been essentially a waste of time. I'm gonna be very upset. He's gonna have all these people behind. Are they gonna check out democracy? That's what I'm concerned about. I'm concerned about the message he's sending to his followers.
I think the message that he's sending is just to make sure it's a fair election.
But there's no indication it's not.
No, there are not this particular election, but there are all kinds of problems with the voting system in this country. And especially when you have people saying that African Americans and immigrants have to come up with special kinds of ID so that they can go and vote. We have people standing on long lines to be able to vote in primaries.
He's not talking to that, though.
No, I know. But I'm just saying that. It wasn't so self-serving, him saying that this particular election was, you know, that it was rigged against him, but there are things that are rigged against certain populations of voters. Redistricting.
Right.
There are all kinds of things that go
now
on.
With that,
gerrymandering.
Right. Now, with that in mind, yeah, it's kind of rhetoric. However, that has been an issue. Not a major issue, but something you could take a look at.
I think this speaks to the enigma that is Donald Trump, because he raises interesting issues.
Yes.
He's always done that. Joe's been a proponent of Trump's from the beginning, and Joe has always said, well, he brings up things that nobody's talking about. So I give him that. So yes.
Yeah.
But he doesn't pose solutions.
Right.
And he never really seems invested in it. As Pip says, it always seems self-serving.
Yeah.
So that's where he loses me.
Right.
I've often said the Donald Trump candidacy could have been so good, could have been great. He's got some really interesting messages. Some of it, it's terrible. But there's some really interesting messages. He's just the wrong messenger for it.
Absolutely. I agree.
I think he's the right messenger. Some of the rhetoric he's got to tone back. But
he's not going to. That's not going to happen.
Well, hopefully his advisors will sit with him and figure it out. I'm being fair here.
I know you are.
I think he's the better person for the job than Hillary.
I know you do.
I also feel he's better, but let's not go off onto that end. But also, I feel that he is making, you know, situations here where he's addressing issues that have been a problem.
It just sends the wrong message. Because, you know, I coached Little League. And if the little girl came back to me and goes, oh, I think the umpire's against me because she got called out looking, I had two choices. I could go, well, the umpire is against you, and it's unfair and we shouldn't play.
Right.
Or go, you know what, I don't know if the umpire is against you or not against you. But here's the thing. You have to be so good that you can overcome every obstacle and you can't be denied. Don't worry about anybody else but yourself. You be the best that you can be.
Right, but here's the thing. That next game with that umpire, you will take a look on how his umpiring skills are, and you know, now you're concentrating on him, not, you know, making more of a focus on him to find out, is he fair? And then you make your decisions then. Yes, he is, or no, I need to speak to the league about him.
But fair, valid. But if I lose, I never blame the umpire. And I've played ball, and I've had umpires who didn't like me. You know, and it's very frustrating. I get that. But you don't blame somebody else. If you're a responsible adult, you go, well, this happened. I could have changed this. I could have done that better. Maybe if I prepare, you take it out of the rigged system hand. Donald did that in the primaries because he fetched that the primaries were rigged against him. Mm-hmm. But Donald Trump did such a good job of getting his brand out to the Republican primary voter that it became irrelevant. That's what Donald Trump has to do in the general election, and that's what he's failed to do.
I like the idea that he's bringing up topics. I like the idea that, you know, I always like watchdogs saying, hey, is anybody paying attention to this? I just don't like not to beat a dead horse with the self-serving, but when he actually said, well, now it's not rigged, I won, so I don't care anymore. It's like, yeah, you're a watchdog until it doesn't affect you personally anymore, and then it's like, oh, who cares anymore? Who cares about the next guy? I want people who are being watchdogs that are looking out for everybody's interests, not just their own. Mm. That's what I want.
Well, maybe after this, even though there will be people that after this will look on those subjects because he brought it up and brought it to the forefront.
And needs reform.
It does need reform, but Donald has pretty much said he's not going to reform it if he wins.
Nobody's going to.
That's why gerrymandering doesn't get reformed.
No.
Because once you win, you go, you know what? I like these districts. I won with these districts. except for that street over there. We're gonna you know, take them out of my district. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to get the money out. You got to get the gerrymandering. Donald's not going to do it. Donald has flaunted how he is used the system to his advantage. We heard that in the debates during the primaries. Donald Trump pretty much went down the line. He goes, and I paid for you, and I paid for you, and crooked. And well, she wasn't crooked at the time, but Hillary went to my wedding because I said she'd go to my wedding. Donald has used the system.
He'll even tell you. He won't shy away from that.
Yeah, yeah.
If you call him on the carpet, yeah, I did. It's business.
All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to change topics a little bit. I know this is something that the listeners want to know. If you're going to have that booty call, should you be drunk or should you be high for maximum pleasure? You're listening to Davin's Den filling in for Sam Sorbo of The Sam Sorbo Show. Don't go anywhere.
This is The Sam Sorbo Show.
For more information on this and other great talk programs, go to talkradionetwork.com.
Spread the word. Now there is powerful nutritional support for migraine sufferers. It's estimated that 35 million people suffer with migraines. Are you or a family member one of them? Well, now there is MigRelief by Akeso Health Sciences. MigRelief is a safe and healthy, non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address the nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Just take 2 capsules a day of MigRelief for 3 months and see the amazing difference it can make in your life or get your money back. No questions asked. There's nothing to lose. Akeso Health Sciences MigRelief has been helping people just like you for 20 years. Try MigRelief and get your life back risk-free with just one call. Call 1-800-MIG-7354, 1-800-MIG-7354, or go to MIG911.com.
This is The Sam Sorbo Show.
Sam Sorbo Show. We are not Sam Sorbo, but you kind of knew that already. We are Davin's been filling in for Sam Sorbo. But I am told that we have Sam on the line. Is that right?
Hello.
Hi, Sam. Good
How
morning.
Are
How are you?
Well, it's great to call into my own show. I love doing this.
Well, when you come back, I'll return the favor and I'll call into your show.
That would be awesome. Well, how? When you get me to guest host your show, you can.
Sam, I would love you to guest host my show. If we can do that, I will go to where you are, and I will set up everything, and I will be in the next room, and I will call you.
What a lovely idea.
I think we should do that.
But you were talking in the previous segment about there being very little voter fraud, and I think you're mistaken on that.
Okay.
Because there have been so many documented cases of voter fraud. Dead people voting, for instance, and things like that. They have a whole outreach in North Carolina to try to get dead people off the voter rolls and try to bring the voter rolls up to date. So
I think you're underestimating the power of the dead vote. I mean, we're all going to be dead sometime, so I think these dead voters are just proactive.
Pardon me. I'm not underestimating anything. All I'm saying is there's absolutely voter fraud. Now, if you want to say that voter fraud doesn't matter, that's one thing, but I think to say that voter fraud doesn't matter, I think is absurd.
Do you have a link?
Bernie lost his bid to run for the Democrat Party because of voter fraud.
Well, actually, Bernie said that's not why he lost.
He's wrong.
Bernie's wrong about what? Bernie's wrong about his campaign.
Absolutely.
Bernie's
absolutely.
Bought and sold is what he is
he
from
had
Hillary.
To come in, he had to come into line for Hillary.
They all come into line.
He was outmaneuvered.
Everybody comes into line.
Fraud.
Sam, everybody comes into line. You know that every election. Paul Ryan comes into line. Mitch McConnell comes into line. Everybody comes
into
line.
But I think that's part of Bernie coming into line.
But I'm saying that it's wrong.
Well, I agree with you on that. We are completely simpatico on that. But
just because everybody does it doesn't mean that the thing that they're coming into line under doesn't exist. It exists. Voter fraud exists, and it's a big problem.
To be clear, we're not pro voter fraud.
We actually talk about that these things do exist. I mean, listen, if you want to go back to voter fraud, you could go back to Florida in 2000. You know, there were shenanigans there. But Al Gore, he bowed out after the Supreme Court ruled. He bowed out for the good of the country. He could have kept on going and railing against George W. Bush, but he knew the country had to unite behind this president. He did the right thing. Would you agree with that?
Sure.
Okay. All right. I think we agree more than we disagree on this, actually.
That's fine, but I don't like to underestimate the idea of voter fraud. And so when Trump brings it up, you can't say, "Well, he's an idiot."
I never said he's an idiot.
Up to help himself.
Well, Sam, don't put words in my mouth. I didn't call the man an idiot, not on air anyway.
Call Trump an idiot.
I'm having a chat here. I'm certainly not trying to put words in your mouth. I'm saying that you're belittling the idea of voter fraud as a way of belittling Trump's point.
Well, Sam,
and
can I
don't want to belittle that point because I think it's a valid point. And if he loses Pennsylvania, there's a good chance that there's voter fraud.
Well, wait a minute.
If he wins Pennsylvania, there's a chance that there's voter fraud.
But wait a minute, Sam. How can you say if he loses, there's a good chance of voter fraud when he's down by many of the polls in double digits? That would mean all these pollsters would have to be in collusion. They would have to be willing to tarnish their name. That's how they make their living, these pollsters. So what do they have to gain?
Do you know that the one poll, it just came out, the one poll that's like never wrong has now predicted Trump to win? And so the pollster himself has disavowed his own poll. I just read that somewhere.
Well, Trump hears things somewhere too. Do you have a link where we could check that? Because, no, I mean, I definitely want to be informed, but I want to see the articles in front of me. Pip's got the computer on. You know, if we can do this on the air, great. If not, you know, we can do this off the air.
I think it's up on town. If I don't miss my guess, I think it's up on Town Hall. It was one of those, or it might be GOP. It was one of those emails that came through, and I'm like, huh, that's kind of. In fact, I think I posted it on my Facebook page.
It was an email. Yes, definitely check out Sam's Facebook page. I definitely recommend that. Was it an email from the GOP?
From GOP USA, which is a publication.
Yeah. But
the thing is that we've had voter fraud for a very long time. I mean, Kennedy won on voter fraud, right? And that's, I'm stretching the boundaries of voter fraud because his dad came in and put up a guy against him with the same name as the man who was running against him. So people didn't know which of those two guys to vote for. And he split the vote so that Kennedy would win.
one of the Kennedys. So voter fraud has been happening, you know, in perpetuity since
Sam,
the beginning of time, basically.
Sam,
the idea that it's not an issue
is
problematic to me because I deal in truth.
No. Well,
and
so do
in
we.
Truth, I mean, you can look up on online. You can go.
Well, I don't go to
YouTube.
Well, I'm not on the GOP's website.
Our voter machines have been brought to us in many instances by Venezuela. You think there's no voter fraud in Venezuela? That's how Chavez won the election.
Well, did you just compare us to Venezuela, Sam?
I'm saying that our voter machines were constructed by the Venezuelan company that delivered the vote to Chavez. Yeah.
All right, Sam. Well, they're telling me we've got to take a break. Great conversation. Thank you for calling.
It's great
talking
with you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Oh, we're still. All right, that was, of course, a harsh show. Well, I think we all agree that there are...
Hi, this is D.V. Kidd. My new book, Taking Politics Out of Solutions, is now available. Why is it nothing changes no matter who you vote for? My book covers the most critical issues eating this country alive, as well as the solutions that are already there that Congress and the agenda-driven media don't want you to know. From the disaster of our economy, why we will never have economic freedom until the Fed is abolished, trade, the meltdown underway called Obamacare, the truth about Social Security and Medicare, and the fraudulent ratification of the 17th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, a very huge issue that affects every American. The answers and solutions are in my book, All Americans Need to Read, because the worst is coming at us like a freight train. To order, go to www.newswithviews.com.
Hello, I'm Roy Masters. In spite of the fact I dislike asking for financial support for my listeners, I realize the consequence of failing to do so. I will have denied my listeners the second chance to express the grace of paying forward the benefits they receive through my radio program and the Foundation of Human Understanding, the organization I founded over 50 years ago. Your support will make a vital difference with the pledge as little as 63 cents a day throughout this year. Consider a donation of $19.95 per month or whatever you can afford and help me help others, especially our returning heroes. So for the sake of the military and millions of broken lives, if you haven't done so already, pay it forward, the benefits which you've received throughout the years from one crying in the wilderness. Go to fhu.com/donate. fhu.com/donate. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
The Foundation of Human Understanding is a 501c3 church.
This is the Sam Sorbo Show.
Can anybody out there hear me?
I can hear you!
Call Sam now.
I've got a pen and I've got a phone.
1-800-876-4123.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
I want you to listen to me.
This is the Sam Sorbo Show.
If there's something strange on your Facebook page, who are you going to call? Scam Busters!
This is David of David's Den. Of course, we are filling in for the great Sam Sorbo of the Sam Sorbo Show. If you're just tuning in, you just missed it. Sam called in. We had a very spirited conversation about voter fraud. Very good stuff indeed. You heard that Scam Busters little bumper there. One of the things that we are known for, besides arguing with the hosts of their own show...
Let's go to somebody's house and they come and you rearrange their pots and pans and fighting with them about it. No, dude, the frying pan goes in the bottom.
Dude, this show runs the gamut. We consult with the Pentagon.
Yes.
And we get fired from internet radio stations.
Yeah.
I mean, this show, so to
here
have,
we are.
To have a spirited conversation with the host of her own show. Really not unexpected, if you follow the travails of Davin's
yeah,
Den.
Another day at the office, yeah.
It really, yeah.
Yeah.
Good conversation. Love to do it again. Hmm. So, we kind of got known for busting these scams. These internet scammers are all over the place. We've scammed them back. We wasted their money, wasted their time, wasted their resources, wasted a fraudulent, we ruined a fraudulent multi-billion-dollar lawsuit against Match.com. So that's one of our calling cards. So what I like to do from time to time is I like to infiltrate the scammers' websites. mm-hmm. where they're talking to each other on how to scam all of us.
Right.
And I like to relay that to you guys so you know what the game is, so you can know what's at stake, what they're doing. Because here's the thing, knowledge beats scammers every time.
Yes.
And here at the Den, I like to drop knowledge as mm-hmm. much as possible. Sometimes I drop my border, but mostly knowledge.
Mm.
Not on this board, you're not.
No,
most certainly will not. All right, so these are some of the things I found. So one scammer is looking for an app for making foreign numbers. Help me when you know it. So what this is, the scammers like to create these numbers. So if it shows up on your caller ID, it'll say Teaneck, New Jersey,
right?
For instance. But they're really calling from Ghana or Nigeria. There's these ways that they can change the numbers. That's what they want to do. And if you see a domestic number, you're going to think, okay, this must be legit.
Right.
Even with the heavy accent. You go, okay, he's just an immigrant that, you know, who came here recently with a heavy accent. This is going to be completely legitimate.
Yeah, it's not going to set off your spidey sense if you don't see, like, an international phone number or something.
Right.
So it says, buy instantly connected UK, USA, European SIM cards here in Ghana. We can supply you with the top UPS so you can receive and make calls with UK, USA, European number. So that's
wow.
how they, so they're buying and selling how to help each other scam. See, what a lot of people don't realize is the scammers work together.
Yeah.
A lot of them. But you, when you get that call from a scammer, you're on your own. Mm-hmm. So they have a team, they have a whole network working against you, the unsuspecting person.
That's what we're trying to do, is be the other team.
And the thing to be concerned about is the amount of sophistication that they have.
Right.
You know, it's not just some guy, you know, trying to pull a fast one. It's just the way they use the internet and technology. It's very sophisticated and very easy to deceive people.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to be very careful.
Here's a post by Young Rich Biscay Clement. Now, I know you're not really supposed to mention people's real names on the air, but these are scammers, so I don't mind identifying them.
Yes, please.
So if any scammers, you have complaints, feel free to write in or call in. Doesn't really matter. Kind of used to that, too.
yes.
So he has, so this is what he writes. I have 4 clients, all have pay me. They are actor, doctor, owner of supermarket, baker. So he's got all, he's saying I have all these 4 people paying me because of their scam, whatever he's selling them. So he wants to get rid of one of them.
He was starting to get into a nursery rhyme there.
Yeah.
Candlestick maker. Yeah.
So he wants to sell the baker. And we've talked about this when we've done our scam baiting,
mm-hmm.
that sometimes it feels like fake Davin has been sold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like somebody completely different is talking to you. You can just tell the difference in the tone and the writing.
Well, the tone and the attitude. Yeah.
Yeah.
We can tell.
Yeah.
Because we're on to the game. But if you're dealing with somebody online, you need to be cognizant if things changes, if the language is different, if they don't know all your backstory, that history that you've had together.
Yeah.
Because it's very possible you got sold.
Yeah, if you're like, you know, and Fred, blah, blah, blah. Who's Fred? My son. I talked about him all the time.
Yeah.
Then, oh, yeah, somebody's not paying attention. Or you're a new client to them.
So this is a post. He goes, this is between a scammer and one of his victims. So the scammer's saying, I know this, babe. That's why I'm telling you to make things fast so I can be with you, babe. If it is possible to get me the money today, I can be there on Monday. You understand that? And the person goes, I think it's a male. I think the victim is a male, and I think the scammer is pretending to be a female.
Mm-hmm.
So the victim goes, I am sending you $2,000. If you're not here, I will go to mail order bride, which is always an excellent fallback position. Listen, I don't have to pay for you just for pictures. I can send $2,000 and get one of Putin's gals over here.
Yeah, right.
That's how Mr. Helix got me.
Yes, well, yes.
The pressure sale.
It was quite the box that you arrived in. Anyway, clear that up for terrestrial. Okay. So the scammer responds, I promise I will be with you, babe. Don't you trust me? So we see this again. A scammer will always say, don't you trust me? Because you're going to have doubts.
Sure.
There's going to be little things that raise red flags. But a scammer's go, after all we've been through.
And they'll also lay guilt on you to make you feel guilty.
Right.
Yeah.
And another thing scammers will do is because, you know, they have multiple clients. You're not the only one. Mm-hmm. They will call you babe or honey or sweetie or poopski. Well, that's mine.
Yeah.
I want to be called poopski, so I threw that in.
Okay.
But it's hard.
Your show.
Sometimes. Actually, it's Sam's show. I'm just keeping the seat warm. So.
Right.
But they use this because it's easier than remembering Pip or Joe or Davin or Michael or Samantha or Billy or Patricia. It's just easier to call you babe.
Yeah, they can keep working and maybe they haven't flipped to your page in the notebook yet.
Right.
Right. I mean, now this could be a woman scamming.
It could be.
It could be, but I tend not to think so.
No, well, I mean, we see these pictures of the internet cafes and all the scammers, and they're all dudes.
So then I see this post, success, it depend on you, the great Nana Nusuba. He helped people to get money. Money that does not get involved in blood, promised in fair marriage, problem scammers, protection, etc. So you can contact the great Nana Nusuba, and he gives a number. I almost feel like at one point we're going to have to call Nana Nusuba.
I think we are.
At one point we will call the great Nana Nusuba.
And we're going to have to get one of those cards that makes it look like a local number.
Yeah.
We're going to have to get a local Nigerian number.
Yes. Right? All right. Well, we could do that.
Oh, okay. And with that, Joe, you heard Pip volunteer.
Oh, no.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, damn.
So then what they post is, and I'll show you guys, is pictures of money and with snakes and everything. And what that is, that's voodoo. They believe, some of them believe in the dark arts like voodoo, or in Ghana they call it Sakawa. So what they're saying is, if you pay the juju man, the voodoo doctor, we will help you get the money from your scam victim. They really believe in this.
Yeah.
I know it sounds ridiculous to a lot of our listeners, but that's just the reality of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I personally don't think it works, but I haven't sacrificed the chicken for blood lately, so yes. What do I know?
Lately.
And, you know, I'm on vacation after today, so.
There's time.
Maybe up by the lake in Vermont.
So there's chickens in a coop going, we live another day.
I'll just send them to the colonel.
Yeah.
Be A-OK. So somebody writes, here is not the place for you to be posting all those foolish things, okay? Or as one tells you that he or she needs help. And then somebody goes, who the F is that A? And I clean that up. Because you say, even in the scamming community, there's a backlash towards this blood money.
Mm. Okay.
You know, they propose if you're going to get money from a victim, you do it the old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
You scam with your wiles and your sensibilities.
Yeah. As opposed to... what other
sacrifices
way?
And go into the juju man.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So even some of the scammers say, oh, no, you know, this Sakawa is BS.
Well,
less work for you, Patrice.
Yeah. Get the old school guy.
You must remember, though, that a lot of these scammers, believe it or not, they're very religious people.
Mm.
So if you're praying to the juju man or the Sakawa gods or whatever the case may be, in a way you're taking glory away from Jesus.
Mm.
A lot of them are very religious.
Right.
So you're going to get that... that backlash.
Well, because scamming people is the Christian way to go.
Nice.
Well, but they also believe, that their strain of Christianity believes, that if you ask forgiveness, it's okay.
Well, every strain of Christianity believes that.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, I should probably be Christian.
Yeah.
I got a lot of things to atone
Catholic.
For.
Catholic.
Yeah.
But they're not. I don't know. Are they Catholic?
You have to atone for your sins.
Mm.
And then you're forgiven. No. Protestants do that, too.
Oh, yeah?
So anyway, so I'm not going to say this person's name because I can't, but it's excellent describing.
But I can't.
A lot of vowels in it. But who the F is this A? Use your powers to help your family. God is the king. So that's the pushback on it.
Right.
So so Nabil Morbank, I wonder if that's a surname.
Morbank.
That sounds like a financial institution.
No, it's his rapper name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shop your money. God is in control. So you're getting pushback from that.
Mm.
Okay.
So then you see this from WebD. I can design any bank website at all in the world and create an account for you with username and password and flash money inside. So if you give the login to the client, he or she will see that you have money in your account.
Mm.
Serious movement to make your client believe and trust you.
Mm-hmm.
I can also design gold website, shipping company website, and tracking money, and many more. So if anything, just link up. So what they're saying is, a scammer, I go, listen, honey, I just need you to make this deposit. Of $10,000. You can see I have $15,000. Look, I'm giving you the login. This is how much I trust you.
Yeah.
I am showing you my bank information.
Right.
I just need you to send this amount so I can get the money to travel to see you.
Devious.
So it's very sophisticated. Hope you learned something from that.
Mm.
I just want to make you aware of what is going on out there. We're going to, I promise you, what's better way to have the booty call, drunk or high. We're going to double back. We're going to do that. You're listening to Davin's Den, filling in for Sam Sorbo of The Sam Sorbo Show.
Call Sam now. 1-800-876-4123. That's 800-876-4123.
For more information on this and other great talk programs,
Go to talkradionetwork.com.
You wouldn't dare build a house without a blueprint, and neither should you invest without a plan. Hi, Sam Sorbo here. My good friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios called Your Financial Blueprint. Let Landmark Capital show you how to control your retirement and safeguard your money from government seizure, protect it from an upcoming recession, and maximize your financial growth in case of inflation. Landmark Capital can show you how to put physical metals, gold and silver, into your IRA or 401k and take physical possession today. Your 401k IRA is a ticking time bomb. The government's racked up our debt to $18 trillion, and there's currently $18.2 trillion in retirement. 12 different countries have already seized their citizens' assets like bank and retirement accounts, and it can happen here any day now, according to the Federal Reserve. Get the facts. Call 855-747-5947, 855-747-5947, or find them at landmarkgold.com. Call 855-747-5947 or visit landmarkgold.com.
Hi folks, GetTheTea.com is the place where the popular life change tea calls home. But did you know GetTheTea is also where you can purchase GMO-free organic supplements? You can read about their potent power at GetTheTea.com. Also, they just added a YouTube channel called Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Education about our health can be a life change. Maybe that's why our famous tea is called Life Change Tea. Learn about the trees for life. Our supplements have no fillers, no wheat, no rice, no garbage. And our tea is wow to the body. Make a conscious health change. Educate yourself on the most powerful essence of life, which is your health. You want more? Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or visit our YouTube channel at Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. And don't forget our fabulous mild detox tea at GetTheTea.com.
5947 or find them at landmarkgold.com. Get the facts. Call 855-747-5947 or visit them at landmarkgold.com.
This is the Talk Radio Network.
Drunks in the news.
We are Davin's Den, filling in for Sam Sorbo of the Sam Sorbo Show. The number to call, should you choose, 800-876-4123. 800-876-4123, of course. You can hang out in our chat room where the lovely Pip Helix is dealing with the chat. You go to davinsden.com, click listen and chat live. And you are in. That burp you heard was Joe.
That was pre-recorded.
Sure it was. I've been giving Joe RC Cola.
Yeah. During the break, yeah. Yep. During a liter of Pepsi.
Intravenously.
To get ready for this segment.
Drink it, stupid. This is your big debut of burping across
yes.
the nation.
Yes, yes.
Don't disappoint the folks. All right, so we have a regular segment we call Drunks in the News, where we find things that are alcohol-related, and we bring them to you to enlighten you. One of the features of this segment is the Benjamin Franklin drinking term. Benjamin Franklin, of course, as you know, one of our great founding fathers, but he also liked to imbibe.
Beer is the proof that God loves us.
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
You know, he was probably our most fun founding father.
I would think.
I would go on a bender with Ben.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would definitely invite him to a party.
Yeah. So he had all these drinking terms, and somebody actually compiled them. So we like to bring them to you, not all of them at once, but this is the one we picked today. Sir Richard has taken off his considering cap.
his considering cap.
A little wordy.
I was just about to say that. A little wordy, but funny.
I like that. It was like,
I love that.
Richard's not in his right mind. That's what he's saying.
Yes.
I know, but if you think about it, that could really be something dirty, too.
No, he's Ben Franklin. He wouldn't. Yes, he would.
No. Yes, he would. Yes, he totally would.
He was a Randy Rascal, wasn't he?
Well, he would. Different time. But yeah, I mean, you got to love that about Ben. People don't realize that these founding fathers had a sense of humor.
I know.
It's not all flying kites and no thunderstorms.
Right, right, yeah.
Which takes a different kind of sense of humor.
So here is the age-old question that I know many of you ponder. You lay awake at night, not thinking Hillary or Donald, public school or private school. You think, if I'm going to knock boots and I want to make it feel extra special, do I want to do it drunk or do I want to do it high? Which is the best experience?
Hmm.
Fortunately, we have an answer now.
And it doesn't rely on us.
It does not.
Oh, good.
Through a series of in-depth interviews with 24 heterosexual adults. First of all, what a lousy question. Is it different if you're not straight or if you're bi? I mean, booze and drugs are booze and drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who's having the sex as long as they're having it.
This public service address was my feelings.
My personal feelings.
So Joseph Palmer and his team from the New York University, textiles at work, found that having sex while high was better on a number of fronts. And this is from what they got from these 24 people. Beer goggles do, in fact, impact your choice of sexual partner.
Yes.
It has impacted you.
Oh, yes.
You don't say it like it was a good thing.
Well, sometimes in the middle of things, you're like...
How come
in the middle?
Yeah.
You were like, all of a sudden, like the beer bubble snaps over your head, and you go, oh, what have I done?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I need to get out of here immediately.
Yes.
Literally.
Yes. In my own house. I've moved in the middle of the night, left somebody there.
Wow.
Yeah. Packed up your wagon and gone.
Here's the thing about beer goggles. It never makes somebody uglier. Beer goggles never make like a 10 into a 3.
No.
No, it always works the other way.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing about these beer goggles.
They should have them at makeup counters. You know? Beer goggles.
Okay.
Here, you just hand these to your man.
I just like to hand around really good lighting with me.
All right. So yes, it does impact people. They say respondents overwhelmingly reported that their standards were lowered when drinking alcohol, whereas when smoking marijuana, it wasn't an issue.
Huh. Mm.
So if you like to toke up, your standards are your standards.
Yeah.
As long as they bring Cheetos, you're good to go.
And they're dictated by a unicorn.
What?
They also said drunken sex also generated negative feelings for many respondents who were left feeling ashamed and embarrassed.
Ooh, yeah.
Or just Marijuana users did not feel that. Have you ever felt like ashamed because you were drunk and you did something like a booty call?
Yes.
See,
it's called my 20s.
I think all my mistakes, and there's been many, were done completely sober.
Well, shame on you then.
I'm not an excuse maker.
Nah, right. You got it. Now those are a perfect one.
If I'm knocking boots with the two, I'm knocking boots with the two and I'm owning it.
Really?
Good for you.
Better man than me.
I don't think her weight was rigged. I knew exactly what it was going in.
Many a times I've said it's Jack Daniel's fault, not mine.
Yes, well. Don't you think, though, here's my problem with it. They don't really distinguish between the different type of drugs.
Were they mostly talking about marijuana?
Marijuana, yeah, primarily.
But I'm wondering, is that true? I'm wondering if that's true if you're on an LSD trip.
I don't think you have any idea who you're having sex with on an LSD trip.
Yeah, the room is just melting.
I had sex with you and a unicorn. Joe was there and he was melting. It was the first time I liked Joe.
Yes.
But was I good?
Yes.
It's always good with you, Felix. All right. Don't go anywhere. Don't forget, up ahead, Donald Trump's newest jokes and Hillary's missing emails. Just listen to Davinson filling in for Sam Sorbo. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Sam Sorbo Show.
Now there is powerful nutritional support for migraine sufferers. It's estimated that 35 million people suffer with migraines. Are you or a family member one of them? Well, now there is MigRelief by Akeso Health Sciences. MigRelief is a safe and healthy, non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address the nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Just take 2 capsules a day of Mig Relief for 3 months and see the amazing difference it can make in your life, or get your money back. No questions asked. There's nothing to lose. Akeso Health Sciences Mig Relief has been helping people just like you for 20 years. Try Mig Relief and get your life back risk-free with just one call. Call 1-800-MIG-7354, 1-800-MIG-7354, or go to MIG911.com.
This is the Sam Sorbo Show.
Welcome to Savage Medicine.
Thank you guys for hanging out with us. You're listening to the Sam Sorbo Show. Of course, the Sam Sorbo Show. I'm not Sam Sorbo. I'm Davin Rosenblatt. I'm hanging out with Joe Curry and Pip Helix. And Patrice hanging out with us, keeping us on the air in Oregon. Of course, we are doing a Davin's Den show in this spot. You heard the Savage Medicine bumper music. Really, this show is just an excuse to play everything Joe's ever done for the show.
Yes. A musician for 30 years is the most my music's ever been played.
I think that tells us a lot about your musicianship.
Unfortunately, yes.
It's not Davin's Den, it's the Joe Shirt. I can't even say your name.
Exactly.
Joe Curry Showcase.
Why don't you monitor the chat room?
No. I'll do that.
If you want to call our numbers, 800-876-4123. What Savage Medicine is the game that we play from time to time. And there are these horrendous medical stories out there that blow your mind. And sometimes there's these hoaxes out there where you can't tell if it's real or not real. So we call this Savage Medicine. So in this version, Joe has searched the interwebs, and he's found some of these medical stories, and he will read them to us, and Pip and I will try to figure out if it really did happen, and it's horrible, or if it was a hoax, and it's hilarious. You can play along if you want. Play along in the chat room. Do whatever you wish. All right. Joseph.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. Story one.
Story one. Bojana Danilovic has what you might call a unique worldview. Due to a rare condition, she sees everything upside down all the time. The 20-year-old Serbian council employee uses an upside-down monitor at work and relaxes at home in front of an upside-down television stacked on top of the normal one that the rest of the family watches.
You know what? Be a trooper, stand on your head. Enough of this. Why do we have to adjust to you?
Well, we have the other TV under it.
It's a lot. It's extra money, extra electricity. Stand on your head, sweetie. Well, go on, Joe.
Experts from Harvard University and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology have been consulted after local doctors were flummoxed by the extremely unusual condition. According to them, she is suffering from a neurological syndrome called spatial orientation phenomenon.
Ooh, she's a phenomenon.
Phenomenon.
She's going to be a high draft pick.
Yes. True or false?
I don't really buy that labeling of it, but it sounds true to me.
I think that this is something that could happen, but I would think it would have more to do with the optical nerve, so I'm going to say false.
Oh, Joseph.
Story.
What?
True.
Yes!
Yes!
I dominate.
Hey, calm down.
What's it called again?
It's called spatial orientation phenomenon.
Thank you.
What do you care? Are you going to try to find people with this?
No, I'm going to Google it.
Of course you are.
Make sure I'm not telling a lie. Yeah, but it's true.
Somebody should do some fact checking here.
Yes. Ready for story two?
Now let's take a break.
I'm tired.
Right, I'm getting coffee.
No. We're almost finished with our second hour, Joe. I can't possibly go on. Yes, Joe.
Story two. A patient has written a disturbing account of his life with a condition which makes him think he's dead. Describing how he... Yes.
That is awesome.
And he thinks he's dead.
And I think I'm dead. And I'll tell you what, heaven sucks.
Yes.
I really expected my angels would look different than you two.
Yeah, sorry about that.
In this account...
Look at Joe. Always on point.
Yes.
I know.
In this account, he describes how he spent his days in graveyards as it was closest that he can get to death. The British man... Yes.
Should have married your ex.
Yeah. Could have been closer.
You'd be better off. Yeah. The British man, identified only as Graham, woke up 9 years ago utterly convinced that he was no longer alive. Which is kind of a, you know, utterly convinced, I don't know. Even though he was still breathing.
That's the thing that Joe has an issue with. Utterly convinced.
Utterly convinced he was no... He woke up, but he was utterly convinced he was no longer alive. Even though he was still breathing. Doctors diagnosed him with Cotard's syndrome, which is also known as walking corpse syndrome because it makes people think they have turned into zombies.
I dated her.
Yeah.
Interesting thing, even when she wasn't walking, still corpse-like.
Yes, yes. Graham did not believe the diagnosis. However, he insisted that his brain was dead. Sometimes you think of that of me. But anyway, the unusual condition emerged after Graham, who suffered from severe depression, tried to commit suicide by taking an electrical appliance with him into the bath. I'm going to bring Mr. Bubble in this toaster.
Wait, he thought he was dead, but he tried to kill himself?
Yes.
Ah.
Thinking he was already...
Well,
what
the condition emerged... when he tried to commit suicide. And what he did was he took an electrical appliance with him into the bath.
So the suicide attempt was before he was
yes,
dead?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of important.
Right, okay. So he decided to take some Mr. Bubble and a toaster into the bath with him.
The bath.
Well, it's Graham.
He was England. Oh. All right. 8 months later, he told doctors that his brain had died or was at best missing.
Best case scenario, it just ain't there.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Only through months of therapy and treatment, he was able to overcome the condition and live anything approaching a normal life. Cotard syndrome is amongst the rarest diseases in the world and is believed that just a few hundred people are affected by it at one time. It is linked to depression and comes in a variety of forms, including the sensation that the limbs are no longer functioning.
Mr. Floppy Arms.
All right, yes. Miss Helix, you go first.
I kind of think this is true. It's so bizarre.
Yeah, thank God Joe cleared up the suicide attempt for us.
I know, because I was thinking, wait a minute, if you're already dead, why are you trying to kill yourself again?
It's just redundant. What are you, a cat? You think you got seven more after this? I'm gonna agree. I'm gonna say this is true.
I said true.
Oh, true. I beg your pardon. You guys believe this story?
You really
believe this story?
You know, Joe. When you talk, I just believe everything is true.
But you really believe this story?
Yeah.
Well, you're 100% right, because it's true.
Oh, yes. Man.
How dare you, Chad?
I was thinking, wow, that's really good writing, Joe.
Okay. Story number three. Onions for collecting the flu virus. In 1919, when the flu killed 40 million people, nasty old flu, there was this doctor that visited many farmers to see if they could help them combat the flu. Many of the farmers and their family had contracted it, and many died. The doctor came upon this one farmer, and to his surprise, everyone was very healthy. When the doctor asked the farmer what he was doing that was different, the wife replied, they placed unpeeled onions in dishes in the rooms of the home. The doctor couldn't believe it and asked if he could have one of the onions and placed it under the microscope. She gave him one. When he went back to the lab, he found the flu virus was in the onion. It obviously absorbed the virus, therefore keeping the family healthy. So what they're suggesting is buy some onions, place them in bowls around your home during flu season. If you work at your desk, place one or two in your office on your desk or on the top somewhere. John Hopkins have shown instances of the flu decreased 30 to 50% when onions were placed in bowls during the onset of flu season. People that did get the flu, unfortunately, only did have a mild case.
Here's a good thing about this. If it doesn't work, because you've ensconced yourself with onions, you're less likely to infect other people because they're not going to be around. You always got to look at the positives, people.
Right. Yeah, but you're putting it out during the onset, so that means pretty much during flu season, you're always going to be onion stank.
I do. I have that and garlic to keep away vampires. And any chance of me getting any at all. I will leave it at any at all.
Yes.
I certainly will.
Any what, Davin?
Fun.
Yes, that's what I meant. Yes.
I am going to say I am calling nonsense. Hogwash on that one, Joe. I don't think that one's
hogwash.
Real. Yes, I'm saying hogwash because I don't really think you can give onions the flu.
Can you imagine just a bunch of onions with runny eyes, not because of them, but because of the flu?
Because of themselves.
This story is Bravo Sierra. False.
Right. We're doing good.
Am I winning?
You're winning.
I'm a winner.
Yeah.
Don't get crazy.
Winning.
Why you gotta say mean things?
Because it's my job.
Because the next story is about tiger blood.
Tiger blood. All right. All right, throwback.
Next story, flour for burns. Covering burned skin with plain white flour will immediately stop any pain and promote healing without so much as a blister.
And ghosts will think you're one of them.
Yes. Medical professionals such as those at the Mayo Clinic advise on this proven remedy. Keep a bag of white flour in your fridge and you'll be happy you did. Don't run your burn area under cold water first. No, don't do that. Just put it right into the flour for 10 minutes.
Now, do I want to be lightly baked and coated? I mean, am I doing like an egg wash? I mean, because I want to be tasty and burned.
Well, believe me, you burn yourself. You want to get yourself in flour.
He said that so convincingly. What do you think, Pip?
Oh, I don't think so. I've never heard of this as a burn remedy. I mean, I could be wrong, but
You might be.
Let me tell you something. If the solution was to cover yourself in flour, I would burn a lot of people around me because I think they would be delicious.
But you need a little powdered sugar and butter.
Powdered sugar and butter?
Yeah, because then you're going to have like Mexican wedding cookies when you're done.
Look at you, the chef.
Awesome. A little bit, roll them in crushed pecans. Good.
I'm gonna go hogwash on this.
You're going false? Okay.
Hogwash?
Yeah.
You don't agree. None of you agree.
No, we don't agree.
Many okay. Things.
This would work. This is proven to work. Only if you're a chicken cutlet. This is false.
Joe not only went to show off his music chops, he's showing off his acting chops.
I know.
Like De Niro's listening, go, I gotta get him.
You told me I'm not, you never saw me act, I've been an actor.
I've seen you act out.
Acting school, yeah. All right.
Do we have time for this last one? Or?
We'll give it a shot.
All right.
Former President Jimmy Carter did not say that his cancer was cured by medical marijuana. He did try that. You know what? I just screwed up the story. I just wrote the answer.
Did you just...
Yeah, the best part, we never would have known.
Yeah.
All right. On that screw-up, we're going to take our break. When we come back, the problem with politicians lying, and I think I have a solution for it.
All right.
You're listening to Davis and filling in for Sam Sorbo of The Sam Sorbo Show. Don't go anywhere.
This is The Sam Sorbo Show.
For more information on this and other great talk programs, go to talkradionetwork.com.
Hi, this is DV Kidd. I have some exciting news. My new book, Taking Politics Out of Solutions, is now hot off the press. We cannot solve the cancers eating away at our republic if we don't know how they got started. Do you know that not a penny of your federal income tax funds a single function of the federal government? How can that be and where does it go? The answers and solutions are in my book. To order, go to www.newswithviews.com.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
We are Davin's Den. I am Davin Rosenblatt. We are having a great time, just a spirited game of Savage Medicine, where I narrowly beat Pip Helix. But we're going to get a little bit more serious, if you will. The number to call in, if you desire, 800-876-4123. Can we all agree with the premise that politicians lie?
Yes.
Regardless of political affiliation. Can we all agree with that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, good. Do we all agree we don't like them lying, regardless of whatever side we're rooting for?
You want them to be accurate in their statements, yes.
We all agree on that?
Yeah, I don't want them to deliberately lie to us.
I feel Donald lies almost daily.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, he backtracks and calls them joking, which we'll get to because we found his notebook. I feel Hillary doesn't lie daily. But she's better at it because with Hillary, you always have to do like a lot of research, and there's always that vague area where you feel really slimy and unclean about it.
Well,
but you can't always nail her on it. Although she did lie to Chris Wallace on the air, which on the Sunday morning show, which was terrible. So they both lie.
Yeah, well, I mean, even if it's you're using a loophole, but knowingly, it's lying.
It's lying, and I think most people, like we've just mentioned, don't like that. Only the most ardent supporter of whoever your candidate in, well, you know, is going to lovingly spoon that up.
Right.
And we've seen people on the left and right, we have friends from all spectrums, that lovingly spoon it up, and for me, I go, dude, it's lying. Like, stop. She's lying. He's lying. You can't even defend it. But they try. I don't like that. I think it's gotten to the point where we no longer believe facts. Like, people say, well, there's no such thing as facts. But no, there is. But the reason people don't believe in facts is because they go to their favorite left-wing website or favorite right-wing website,
right,
which is probably a blog done out of a teenager's basement, you know, but it says, you know, right-leaning or left-leaning, whatever it is, liberty or whatever, and it's not really fact-checked and it's not really journalism.
Well, people have forgotten to check into what is the primary source of a story.
Right.
They will take secondhand, thirdhand information and think that that is absolutely true. Just because it was said doesn't mean it's true.
Well, a lot of times in politics, these people are selling themselves. This is sales, all right?
Yes.
Essentially,
yeah.
It's sales. Now, you got to remember in sales, and this is, and I've been in charge of salespeople, I've been a salespeople. Outside salespeople, people that call on people, they're not detail oriented. They will say things and they'll say they'll try to do this and they'll try to do that. They're trying to get people to buy their product.
Right.
They're not detail oriented. And me personally, I don't want a field salesman that's detail oriented. I want the people back at the home base that will bring in the sale and then iron everything out for the customer.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, in the thing is what a candidate will say what they will do. And basically, it will be the policy that will follow. Build a wall? I don't know if we're going to build a wall. But it's going to call attention to that we do need to address the situation with immigration. It's a problem, and it needs to be addressed. Build a wall? It's this whole big thing. Not build a wall, but addressing the situation. Back when, you know, people get in office, how are we going to address this situation? Maybe not build a wall, but do extra vetting, so on and so forth.
Okay.
So I look at his sales.
Well, getting back to facts, because mm-hmm. I want to get us back to facts.
Right.
There are websites that do fact-checking, PolitiFact and Snopes, where they do the fact-checking for you. Now, I hear from some of my conservative friends, and I really don't buy this argument, but I'm going to put it out there, because I've heard it. Oh, well, these are liberal-based websites. Again, not something I buy. But my argument to that is, well, they are presenting facts. If you don't believe the conclusion, you have certainly been given a starting off point
mm-hmm.
to do your own research.
Right, a starting off point where you see a fact. You'll get a fact, such and such. But there are reasons leading to this, like sometimes employment. Employment went up. Well, okay, great. But how did it? Are these people going for part-time jobs? Are these people going for minimum wage jobs? It'll tell a fact, but dissemination is also very important to find out what the fact is. How are we doing with this fact? Is it a fact and we are doing well with it? Is it a fact and we are not doing well with it?
A fact is a fact, but I hear what you're saying,
you know,
that you can use, especially with numbers.
You can skew it.
I've seen unemployment numbers where the Obama administration will say, oh, we added 200,000 jobs, and that's great, and the conservatives will say, yeah, we added 200,000 jobs, but all these people. So you can definitely do that.
Right,
with numbers.
Based on the facts. So, yeah, so facts are facts, but facts need to be disseminated as well. You know, and sometimes they're disseminated in the favor that you want, sometimes they're not, you know,
the
but
reality,
they are the facts.
The reality. The reality is most people don't really have the time to do the research.
No. So, everybody is so busy. You know, they got kids. They got to get to work. They got to pick kids up and dance. They get what they get on the radio. And whatever radio you like, it's skewed
you
in
like
that
us,
fashion.
You like us, don't you?
And
really
you
like
us. But, you know, it's the sort of thing. There is the one side, the other side, and the truth. And
mm-hmm.
this way, if you're getting your fact, you need to go back and forth and see and then make your decisions.
I have a solution because there are people that do the fact-checking. I mean, you see it after every one of these campaign speeches.
Mm-hmm.
You see it after debates. They go back. You know, the Washington Post will give it four Pinocchios. Go to a Republican paper. The Post, for instance, the New York Post. They might say, you know, three posts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the heck it is. So, well, I propose this. Each time a candidate lies.
Yes.
Not even just of that candidate's campaign fund either goes to charity, a federal program, like funding science scholarships. And there's a running tab that we can see. This candidate has, and it's 0.1% of how much they have in their war chest. So it affects everybody the same. So if you're a smaller candidate, it's still a percentage, so it's the same as a bigger candidate. And there's a running meter that we see. This candidate has been fined $500,000 for X amount of lies. I think that's something we should do.
I agree with that, and a slap in the face with a fish for every lie you tell.
What happens if you like fish slapping?
Well, that's another story. Yes. That's another segment.
Joe, do you agree?
Yes, if he would agree to it. I doubt he ever will, but it's not a bad idea. It's something to be proposed.
We all agree. All right, I'm glad we did that. There's no arguing. All right, you're listening to Davin's and filling in for Sam Sorbo. We're going to be right back with Hour 3. Don't go anywhere.
Nutritional support for migraine sufferers. It's estimated that 35 million people suffer with migraines. Are you or a family member one of them? Well, now there is MigRelief by Akeso Health Sciences. MigRelief is a safe and healthy, non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address the nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Just take 2 capsules a day of MigRelief for 3 months and see the amazing difference it can make in your life, or get your money back. No questions asked. There's nothing to lose. Akeso Health Sciences MigRelief has been helping people just like you for 20 years. Try MigRelief and get your life back risk-free with just one call. Call 1-800-MIG-7354, 1-800-MIG-7354, or go to MIG911.com.
This is the Sam Sorbo Show.
Can anybody out there hear me?
I can hear you!
Sam, now.
I've got a pen and I've got a phone.
1-800-876-4123.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
I want you to listen to me.
This is the Sam Sorbo Show.
And to prove that he really cares about this issue, Trump made a point of talking about how his businesses offer on-site childcare to workers. Well, that kind of perked me up, because if he really did that, it would be a big deal. I wish more companies would provide on-site childcare. That would be a huge benefit for employees. But like so much of what he says, it's not true. It turns out some of his resorts, hotels, and clubs offer childcare services, but for guests, not employees. Just saying, if you stay at a Trump hotel, you can enroll your kid in something called Trump Kids. They will get special children's room service, children's spa services, even a nanny for a fee. But if you work for his business, if you clean the rooms, water the lawns, carry people's bags, you get nothing. I'm not even sure Trump knows that providing a Trump Kids program for paying customers is not the same thing as providing real child care for your workers. Just like his tax breaks for billionaires aren't the same as a real plan to help America's working families.
You are listening to the Sam Sorbo Show. We are filling in for Sam today. We are at Davin's Den. I think Patrice just threw us under the bus. I think he just brought us into booing.
I feel like I'm doing my comedy set.
Yeah, really.
I feel like I'm at my day job.
You're really going to hate this next act.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
But, you know what? In Donald's defense, I want to be a Trump kid. It sounds way better than being a Toys R Us kid.
Yeah, really.
He gets hot ladies. He flies around in Trump Lear jets.
Yes.
I want to be a Trump kid.
I want everything gilded.
It is. But we don't have a Trump kid on. Stop it, Joe. Play footsie like a real man.
All right.
Pip, put on your shorts. Anyway, having way too much fun. I am caffeinated. So, like I said, one of the things that we do is we try to educate the people with security risks. And I was not aware of this. I tend to be up to date on a lot of these things. My wife wasn't even aware of this, and she's a computer techie. Mm-hmm. She used to work IT. Now she works mainframe. She's an engineer. All sorts of good stuff. Have you ever stayed at somebody's house? Like you rent a home or you rent a room when you're on vacation? Anybody ever do anything?
Yeah.
You've done that?
Yeah.
Well, you know, nowadays they have an online network.
Right.
And I never thought twice about logging into it. It's one of the perks.
Neither did I. Not until this.
Actually, when I'm chased out of here on pitchforks after the show, I'm going to be going to Vermont, where there's a Wi-Fi network.
Right.
And I will probably log into it because, you know, I got to keep in touch with the peeps and my Joe and my Pip.
Yes.
You're going to be doing all your banking and internet shopping and using your credit card numbers?
Well,
then?
The wife's there, so I'll just go in another room and download porn.
Like usual.
Like usual. But there's a danger to this. It says when this article is from The Guardian. It says when it comes to connecting to unknown networks, like or the typical Airbnb, that's a big thing where people will now stay in a Airbnb where somebody rents out their apartments.
Yeah, stranger's house.
Yes, home network is likely to be less secure than a coffee shop or Wi-Fi or hotel and internet. How long have we preached on our show about don't log online when you're at the coffee house or the Wi-Fi? We've done that.
Don't check your bank statement. Don't do any of that.
Right.
Right. Well, and it turns out when you're staying in these houses, it's even worse. According to researcher Jeremy Galloway, Airbnb rental is far more likely to offer a successful method to steal credentials, infect machines, and spy on browsing than most critical vulnerabilities. The common features of the short-term home rentals mean they're probably even less secure than the typical coffee shop. Galloway continues that the key problem is that the router at the heart of the home network, we all know what a router
right.
is, has all the flashing things. I like to be technical for the folks.
It's the little blue box.
That's what mine does. You're right on point.
It's the flashy box.
It's the flashy thing with the little thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep this clean. I'm not going to talk about your flashing box. Anyway, is that the router at the home network is almost always physically accessible to everyone who stays. We've all seen this.
Yeah, yes. They sit there, yes. And it even has the key, you know, so that you can know, you'll see the network on your laptop, and you'll go, okay, I can just log in right, and use right. it for your phones.
Right, right. It says not only the potentially malicious homeowner, but also previous visitors.
Mm-hmm.
They stick a paperclip in the reset button of the router, and it lets any attacker gain full administration rights over the router because they can reset the credentials and take control. Never even crossed my mind.
Me neither.
Mm. And, you know, I live with a nut.
Yeah.
She's my
wife. And about IT.
Yeah, yes. But I told her this, and she was blown away. So Galloway continues, from there they can attack future guests in a variety of ways. They can add a custom DNS server that lets the attacker easily perform their own man-in-the-middle attacks. They can route net traffic through their own computers, even though they've left the house. So whatever you're doing, they can see. They can set up a service to automatically copy over the log files from the router and lets the attacker sit and wait until something valuable appears. So 3 weeks later, you decide to do your banking at home from your house on your internet. They still have access.
Incredible.
Because they were waiting for this moment. They simply load the backup file for the router itself, and it can reveal most of the credentials that are stored for future access to the network. Mm-hmm. So he recommended, say you want to rent out your house.
Yeah.
The way to combat this and keep everybody safe, and yourself safe too, because you might come back there.
Yeah.
It's very simple, actually. You lock the router away.
Yeah.
And you see this. When you stay at houses, they have, don't go in there.
Right.
And it's a door that they have locked.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're saying is you should put your router in there. And it's so smart and so obvious.
Yeah,
right.
We never think about that.
I mean, if something happens and, you know, power outage or I don't even know, there's some reason that the router service is disrupted, the person is going to be upset because they can't get back in.
Right.
But that's kind of too bad because you don't want to have this, you don't want to have your own house router be disrupted by someone, and you don't want every other guest that comes in later, you know, getting credit card numbers off of your devices or picking up everything that you've done on your phone afterwards.
Yeah. So what the key is, if you're staying at this house, I'm sorry, Joe, I didn't mean to cut you off. Wait, if you're staying at somebody's house, and I need to take this to heart, don't use their Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Because you just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and what you were saying before is, like you said, well, people don't think of this. Look at everything you could. Who would even imagine this?
Not I, and no. This is my job.
Going no. on. What they could do. As a matter of fact, even more disquieting is that they can go back after they've left 3 weeks later. They're waiting for you to do something back at your home and getting into your records. And it's you would never think of this.
You think about if it's If it's somebody that was able to use some kind of software that can keep track of all of your keyboarding, you know, they would be able to keep track of all the numbers or all the letters or whatever that you're typing into your phone, that you're typing into your, because I understand there is some kind of software that can, you know, track everything that you key.
Yeah.
So if they somehow can install that on your computer or, you know, watch it through some of this devious software, you're done.
Yeah, and the sad part is like, who thinks about, you know, you go, who would want to get into
your
my
guard,
stuff?
Your guard is down when you're on vacation.
Yes.
So we just wanted to make you aware of that. We know there's still people on vacation. I'm very excited what we're going to do next. Donald Trump has said some people call him outrageous. Some people say they're dead on. But he's gotten some back flack from it. And then Donald Trump goes, hey, I was just kidding. I was being sarcastic. It's almost like he's doing a comedy tour. That's kind of what we do. We actually gained access to Donald Trump's notebook.
Yeah.
So we're going to discuss Donald Trump the comedian and reveal some of the jokes or campaign points that you can look forward to. You are listening to Davinson filling in for the Sam Sorbo Show. Don't go anywhere. You're going to want to hear this. And later on, we found Hillary's emails. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Sam Sorbo Show.
For more information on this and other great talk programs, go to talkradionetwork.com.
Hi, this is DV Kidd. My new book, Taking Politics Out of Solutions, is now available. Why is it nothing changes no matter who you vote for? My book covers the most critical issues eating this country alive, as well as the solutions that are already there that Congress and the agenda-driven media don't want you to know. From the disaster of our economy, why we will never have economic freedom until the Fed is abolished, trade, the meltdown underway called Obamacare, the truth about Social Security and Medicare, and the fraudulent ratification of the 17th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, a very huge issue that affects every American. The answers and solutions are in my book, All Americans Need to Read, because the worst is coming at us like a freight train. To order, go to www.newswithviews.com.
Hello, my name is Roy Masters. I'm an English veteran who's been witness to history and proud to become an American citizen. Because in America, free thought was encouraged and being truthful mattered more than being nice. My America was truly politically incorrect in all the best ways, which is why we were blessed. But things have changed, and Americans don't think American anymore. Even though I still speak with an English accent, my heart thinks American, my voice speaks American, and that is freedom. Please join me on my daily radio show Advice Line, Monday through Friday, and I will help you to reclaim our country. Let me help you find the courage to think and speak American again. Please download my radio show app, available now at the Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Thank you.
The Foundation of Human Understanding is a 501c3 church.
This is the Sam Sorbo Show.
It most certainly is the Sam Sorbo Show. We've hijacked it. We've kidnapped.
Yes, we're in command.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Well, no. We're visiting.
We're visiting. We're keeping the seat lukewarm.
Yes.
But we are Davinson. We are Davinson. We are filling in for Sam Sorbo on her show. Of course, number to call in 800-876-4123. Or go to the davinsden.com website and go to the chat and listen live and chat with us. So Donald Trump, I'm going to put this generously, has said provocative things.
Boy, be careful while you're out on the limb.
he said some things that have gained a lot of talking, and people are like, how can he say that? And then he goes, you don't understand sarcasm.
In his book, he calls it truthful hyperbole.
Truthful hyperbole. Mm-hmm. I like that. Okay. Not sure if I agree with it, but I certainly like the description. A couple of things that Mr. Trump has said. He said Obama and Hillary were the founders of ISIS, which is remarkable. to be able to found something overseas while you're here. It just shows what hard workers Barack and Hillary are. And I think, I'm sure that's what Donald was pointing to.
Absolutely.
When he said that. So he said Obama and Hillary were the founders of ISIS. And he doubled down on the Hugh Hewitt show. Hugh Hewitt, like, who's a conservative radio talk show host, tried to walk Donald back from that. And Donald's like, no.
Standing by that.
Yeah. And then after a couple days and, you know, his minions defending him, Donald goes, what, you don't understand sarcasm? Come on, people. What?
He's only joking.
These are the jokes here. Is this thing on?
He asked Russia to reveal the missing Hillary emails. That one I could kind of see how he was joking. I don't know if he was joking, but I kind of saw that. I don't know.
I don't know. This is coming from the same party that used to, like, judge everybody for being a commie, and he's like, hey, Putin, my buddy, my pal.
No. The Republicans now own the Pinko commie thing. That's the best thing that's come out of this. So, Joe, you've been on the Trump train since day one.
Yes.
When he says these things, do you take it as he's joking or being sarcastic, or do you take it as he says these things, he means them, then he goes rut-row and backpedals?
You got to take it with a grain of salt. Sometimes he can tell he's backpedaling, but sometimes he'll say outrageous things to focus on stuff. I'm not saying he's going about it the right way.
To focus on Barack and Hillary founding ISIS,
but to call attention to the situation that might have led to it. He was Secretary of State and he was present.
Well, but it happened before then, but I don't want to get into that per se.
I don't want to relitigate the war. I understand that, but it raises the debate on that. It raises conversation. It does it
because he says it in such a way that even conservatives are like, what is he talking about? you can certainly raise issues, and the conservatives have done it, that there was a power vacuum left there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wanted to pin it on the Obama administration, Hillary, you could.
Right.
If you want, you could certainly defend it the other way, but you certainly could. But Don doesn't really go that tact.
No. He goes out into space.
I don't know. Joe, we do this for a living, the comedy thing. Is it a joke if people can't tell?
Sometimes in my act.
But I mean, you don't double down. Like, it's weird. He, like, doubles down on it and goes, nah, just joking. Just yucks, kids. Like, we're all idiots because we didn't catch it.
We're right. It's like, no, it's your stupidity. It's not my hyperbole.
Well, he had to do a little backpedaling last week, so.
he doesn't really backpedal. No. No sidestep. You don't backpedal.
No sidestep.
If he wins, do we call him the comedian in chief?
He's the headliner.
He most certainly... Like, if he's working on jokes, do you think he's, like, getting together with, like, Dennis Miller and they're just, like, workshopping stuff before a campaign stop?
At least Trump's jokes make sense. Dennis Miller's don't, you know, I mean, Apophiles in the 12th century, you know, for a punchline with Dennis Miller.
I could just see Donald before these campaign stops. He pops into a city. He's bumping comics. Popping into coffee shops. I need to work on a quick five on Hillary.
Oh, right. Yeah, because that's what comics will do if they're working on a new segment. The headliners, they'll go into a club and they'll be bumping the other comics so they could get ready for a special or something like that.
He's fielding calls in his jet from angry bookers going, listen, the new stuff's not working. Can you go to the wall?
Yeah.
Do the wall stuff. Go to the wall of the crooked Hillary. That's not working. And Donald's like, no, you don't understand. I'm just trying to be an artist.
Right, yeah.
So we have found Donald Trump's joke notebook, things that you might hear at the next campaign stops. Maybe they're outrageous, maybe they're jokes, maybe they're true. I don't know. We found them, we divvied them up. Pip, what do you got?
Well, this has to do with one of the stories that we did earlier in the show. He said, burkinis are a great idea. Thanks for making yourselves obvious. Do they come in a Target design?
Target. Like Trump knows what that is.
We're going to build a wall. Mexico will pay for it. But who'll build it? China. Who knows more about walls than China? How can the Chinese build cheaper products and compete against us when they're busy building our wall?
That actually makes so much more sense than so much of what he's saying. Are you part of the campaign?
No. Maybe I should.
Do you want to be?
I found this. I'm hearing that if crooked Hillary's elected, Jesus is not coming back. A vote for Hillary, quite frankly, is a vote against Jesus.
I don't want to call Hillary a liar anymore. From now on, I'm going to call her baby.
What's the first thing I will do when I beat ISIS?
I think you could get him on point.
You could be a speechwriter.
You certainly should be.
My God.
Folks, our economy is so bad that our Olympic athletes have no choice but to sell their medals in Brazil. The disgusting media will report that our athletes are being robbed at gunpoint, but it's not true. If you hate our Olympic athletes, then vote for Hillary and four more years of this economy.
Wow. I don't see what all the fuss is about women's rights. I tell Melania she's right all the time. How do you think I get any? Am I right, guys? Am I right?
Am I right?
I cherish women. I want to help women. I'm going to be able to do things for women that no other candidate would be able to do, like insult them.
I wish he would say that.
I wish he would, too.
So I'm sitting at my favorite ethnic restaurant, Taco Bell. And the manager comes up to me and comps me my chalupa and gordita. His name was Pee-Pee. And he says, Mr. Trump, I speak on behalf of 1/16th of all middle management at Taco Bell when I say we support you, Mr. Trump. Folks, the lying media don't want you to know this, but the Hispanics love Trump. It's true. Bigly.
The Spanish.
Bigly. It's a Trumpism.
Did you just say the Spanish?
I didn't. Donald did. The Spanish. I wouldn't say that.
Of course not.
I did not.
I'm not a bigot. I hate everyone but me.
If I get my name in the paper, people pay attention. That's what matters. Unless I don't like what they say, then I'll ban them.
That's too true.
I don't know if you know this, but once you're a major party nominee, you become privy to certain information, classified information. I don't know if I should say this, but I'm at Area 57. Fabulous place, great people. Love Area 57.
Gonna be great.
And I'm talking to the one. Is it Area 57 or what? 51.
Area.
It's
50,
Area 51. Area 51. I think it's Heinz 57.
But it's Trump. It's Trump. It's Area
57. Area 57.
Meanwhile, this truck comes out with a sign with Area 50 and puts it up. You heard what the boss said it was.
Just see the big shed where they had the spacecraft. Now it's Trump's name on it.
Aliens with Trump on it.
Not saying no.
Making the universe great.
Great again. That's great.
I'm at Area 57. Fabulous place. Great people. Love Area 57. And I'm talking to one of the aliens we have hidden there. At first, he's nervous because he's afraid I will depart. But I calm him down with a Trump steak because I want to learn from him. I'm a good learner, folks. Folks, you wouldn't believe it, but he told me that Barack Hussein Obama forced George Lucas to create Jar Jar Binks. And he demanded Han Solo to be killed. All right, guys, don't go anywhere. You're listening to Gavin Sanders.
Folks, GetTheTea.com is the place where the popular life change tea calls home. But did you know GetTheTea is also where you can purchase GMO-free organic supplements? You can read about their potent power at GetTheTea.com. Also, they just added a YouTube channel called Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Education about our health can be a life change. Maybe that's why our famous tea is called Life Change Tea. Learn about the trees for life. Our supplements have no fillers, no wheat, no rice, no garbage. And our tea is wow to the body. Make a conscious health change. Educate yourself on the most powerful essence of life, which is your health. You want more? Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or visit our YouTube channel at Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. And don't forget our fabulous mild detox tea at GetTheTea.com.
This is the Sam Sorbo Show.
You wondered about it. You waited for it. And now it's here. Curmudgeon Philosophy with Pip Helix.
We are back. A half hour to go. We are Davin's Den, filling in for Sam Sorbo of the Sam Sorbo Show. We've had a great time hanging out with you thus far. Covered a lot of topics. I'm Davin Rosenblatt. I'm joined by Joe Curry and Pip Helix and Patrice, keeping us all on the air in the West Coast very early there. We've had a blast with you, so we're going to try to finish strong in just a little bit. We're going to be revealing some of the missing emails that Hillary Clinton had. Unfortunately, you know, we have connections. We have people. I'm hearing things.
We have people.
We got a guy.
We're gonna be revealing that. But first, a little commercially philosophy, a little something to change your outlook with Pip Helix.
Yes, I have different ideas. One of my ideas.
You certainly do. I do. That's why we love you. You are different.
You're different. Yeah.
That's like the best way we could say that.
Yes.
Not the most accurate.
That's terrestrial, yes.
Don't worry. The internet version of the show will have some other words dumped in.
Most certainly will, yes.
Hey, you know Patrice will dump out of that word if you use it.
I will not. There'll be no dumping on our air.
Mm. Okay. Now, here's my philosophy for this week.
Okay.
Forgiveness is for babies. Why lose a good grudge, which will push you forward into success? Don't forgive.
That kind of plays right into my wheelhouse, because as you know, very often I am motivated by spite.
Yes. Yes. I've noticed.
Yeah, sometimes.
I've noticed. You creep. And now I hate you.
Wait, it's my turn.
motivation by spite sometimes is a good thing, but sometimes it's a bad thing. Instead of, you know, like if you're doing it in a business sense,
mm-hmm.
if you're trying to go, like, open up, you have a competitor, and it happened in a couple of places I work, and they would open up a branch just to compete against that competitor out of spite.
And then they lose money on it.
You lose money on it, and mm-hmm. that branch would be closed in about a year and a half, where the other place just kept on going. Seen it happen. So motivation by spite, you know, is kind of a good
thing.
It's
kind of
unhealthy. You got to pick and choose your battles.
But let's be honest. Let's take.
When have I been the candidate for health? On
never.
This show.
No, not at all.
No,
dear. I had a friend of the Grim Reaper send you a love letter. So.
And I write back.
And you call it, Dear Grimmy. Love the sickle.
Although really not healthy, maybe emotionally, let's just look at our little situation.
Okay.
We're on a terrestrial filling in for the great Sam Sorbo right now. Coast to coast. AM, FM. Radio.
Mm-hmm.
We have been fired from no listen internet radio shows.
Yeah.
F you. There is something about F you.
Mm-hmm.
And you do it. We're doing this for the love and doing this because we love doing this.
You know, I don't
this.
Like your therapist at all.
I'm sorry.
She's making you much healthier.
I know, but we do it for love. We're not doing this for spite, to showing going na 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 na.
Oh, yes, I am.
Yeah, no. But you're just. Is the icing on the cake. It's this bitter, you know, the sweetness. But we do this for love. We believe what we're doing. We love what we're doing. We enjoy it. We have a great chemistry. And it's a fun show to do. I mean, during the breaks, it's like another show in itself.
You guys, you guys should hear the show we're really doing.
Yes.
This is actually the break.
We're being nice now. You should hear what we're saying off break.
Awful people.
Yes. But you do, you know, it motivate. Also, competitiveness is kind of a good motivator. Like David and I, you know, sometimes we're competitive with each other, but it always makes a better show, especially when we're doing stand-up. I go up and I perform where he has to follow me.
Mm-hmm.
He comes up and he follows me. And the end all of it is that an audience gets a great show that night. Spite is good. Spite might be therapeutic, but sometimes I think that doing something for spite, you know, is not that healthy.
It's probably not healthy, but I think sometimes it's helpful. I think that sometimes when you see these people who somebody has come and murdered your entire family.
Oh my God!
And
wow. Welcome to the feel good moment on Davin.
No. Someone's come and murdered your entire family.
Hear me out.
Right.
Someone's murdered your entire family, and then you hear about these, you know, family members that they say, "Well, I forgive them for doing that." No, chair. No. I'm not going to forgive you for doing that.
So you don't believe. They often say that they find the healing in their Lord and Savior. That's where they gain their strength. That's what they say.
No, screw that. I'm going to go to every meeting.
Screw Jesus from Pip Helix.
I'm going to go to every meeting, every court case. I'm going to be sitting there and just...
Meeting? They're killers. Not alcoholics. What are you talking about?
Well, you know, maybe she's in a way she might be right. If, like, anything happened to my estranged wife and I met the person that did it...
What do you mean, man? You looked in the mirror.
Over lunch.
True forgiveness is found.
I would discuss. I'd buy him a sandwich. Yeah. We'd work on her alibi.
He'd be buying him multiple beers. What are you kidding? Slapping him on the back.
Hence the meeting later on.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, right.
In an alley.
No, I mean, all kidding aside, because that's what we do on this show. yeah, I mean, really, spite is not a great motivator. You're going to be unhappy if you're motivated by F you and spite. But to get to that point, remember, up until you get to that point, you're consumed, if you let it consume you, mm-hmm. by all this anger. And it's just not a healthy
And whatever anymore. You're trying to accomplish motivated by spite, are you actually, on the thing you're trying to accomplish, are you giving it what it needs to be, what it the thing needs to be? Like, are you...
I don't know. I'd like to give you a subject for this sentence.
I would love... God, I'm
a verb is good.
Scrambling it like I'm lost in a pool.
Marco...
But the goal you're trying to achieve, are you more concentrated on the goal than the spite? Yeah, that's what I was trying to get.
I think they can go hand in hand.
The spite can be the impetus to pushing you forward instead of, like, collapsing into grief. I mean, some people say that, you know, they find peace in forgiveness. No. I want the energy from the spite and the not forgiveness.
Nice.
All right. Let's take our final break.
Okay.
We'll come back. We're going to provide some of Hillary Clinton's missing emails.
Yes.
Don't go anywhere. One more segment on the show. You're listening to Davin's Den, filling in for the Sam Sorbo Show.
This is the Sam Sorbo Show.
For more information on this and other great talk programs, go to talkradionetwork.com.
Guys, surviving today takes tremendous toughness, mental energy, strength, and drive. That's why we developed M-Drive, a premium supplement for men. M-Drive will help you get back your drive, focus, strength, endurance, while supporting healthy testosterone levels. M-Drive is also rich in adaptogens that will help you manage stress while reducing cortisol levels. M-Drive is not free. There are no free offers, no absurd claims, just a promise that it will work for you, or you'll get your money back. M-Drive is the perfect example of getting what you pay for. Guys, M-Drive will help ensure optimal health and drive. So get serious about your health. Begin feeling younger, better, stronger. Try M-Drive.
M-Drive is available at Walgreens, Duane Reade, Vitamin Shoppe, and GNC. For more information, go to mdrivefit.com. mdrivefit.com.
Sam Sorbo Show.
Last segment of the show. This is the Sam Sorbo Show. We are at Davin's Den filling in for Sam today. We hope you guys have enjoyed the ride. We've certainly enjoyed bringing it to you. If you want to chat with us, you can go to the davinsden.com website and go to our, what's it called? Den Pen. Chat room. Chat room. My mind is fried. The coffee is worn off. Pip will take care of you if you say something funny or interesting. Well, I'll try to get in the air on this last segment. Of course, you want to call in numbers 800-876-4123. So, Hillary's had internet issues.
Yeah, I'd say.
I would say Hillary Clinton's campaign would be better served if she was on AOL dial-up the whole time.
She'd be just getting the first one out.
Yes.
We found maybe one.
Yes, yes. The internet and email, not Hillary Clinton's friends.
No, not really.
They really have been the impetus for a lot of the critiques this time around. I mean, you got the Benghazi. We know that. Yeah. But the emails have certainly been an impetus, and a lot of people want to see what's in those emails. I understand. It's a big part of the Trump campaign. I get that.
It's time for her emails to come out of the closet, would you say?
No, I wouldn't, but you would, apparently.
Or at least the server.
So one of the things on Davin's Den is we are kind of connected to the dark net and scammers, good scammers, bad scammers. We kind of have our finger on the pulse and the hacking. We were fortunate enough to get our hands on some of these missing Hillary Clinton emails, and we feel it wouldn't... If we were going to bring it to the light, there would be no better forum than right now, today.
Mm-hmm.
Pip, what is an email you found?
Well, I found one that was just a short one. It was sort of like, I do this sometimes, I write emails to myself. It was memo to self.
Donald's right, Hillary's not mentally sane. She's not mentally fit. She's writing emails to herself.
Yes, like a note to self, like a memo.
Okay, okay, post it.
Yeah. Note to self, remember to return Kill Bill DVD.
Oh, okay.
This email I found, it was an email to John Podesta, who John Podesta is, the campaign chairman. John, could I for just once wear a dress? I'm getting really tired of wearing pantsuits. I'm a woman, you know. John, I know you're laughing. Stop. I am. And it's not just the suits, John. It's the colors. I feel like I'm on a 70s sitcom. I'm sick and tired of coming out to a rally, and I feel like I'm coming out on a set of Three's Company. I'm a presidential candidate, John, not Chrissy's friend.
Wow. She is quite agitated. Mm. This is to Uma. This is Uma Abedin. That's her number two. That's who really helps. That's her assistant.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So this is hi, Uma. I don't know how many times I have to tell him, but could you please stop your husband, Anthony, from sending me pictures of little wiener? For the last time. Yes, it is interesting to see a circumcised one, but as everybody knows, I'm just not into those things. You know what I like. Now get your tight butt in here, the boss lady.
I think this is a follow-up to Joe's. Dear Dr. Spiegelman, Kegel treatment is still not effective. There are so many pantsuits a woman can wear. Find me a cure.
She really is upset with her Star Trek wardrobe.
Yeah, yeah. And I also think I'm leading on to what Dama was saying, another Uma Abedin. Uma, I just read about Anthony's latest escapade with his text to his so-called woman, and I feel for you, dear. I know what it's like to be in the position you're in, the feeling of mistrust and hurt. Just the same way your heart sinks when you see those messages he sends, I feel the same way when I see a box of cigars. Be strong, and don't lose your sense of humor. LOL.
Oh. Hillary likes puns.
Yes, she most certainly does.
Uma, Oprah, Oprah, Uma.
better comedian, Hillary or Donald. Who's going to be the best comedian in chief? This was disturbing.
Uh-oh.
Hey, jerk off.
Oh.
Are you sure that's not to me?
No, it's not mine. He's a Hillary.
Is that one of our callers?
No. So it's just, it starts, hey, jerk off. Chelsea says hello. She is just leaving. For the last time, stop flapping your gums and getting me into trouble. I honestly don't even know why you even come home. Can't you stay in Africa and do some more work for the Clinton Foundation? I told you, mess around all you want over there. It doesn't count on a different continent, but when you're here, you're my problem. If you cost me the White House, I swear to Christ, I'll put your little bubba in a vice so tight you'll feel worse than a boy staying late for extra coaching with Dennis Hastert. I told you, if I win, when I run, you can have all the interns you want. If I lose, we stay home and talk. Now sit there, shut up, and look pretty. Lovingly, your partner in matrimony, Hill.
Here's one that I can't really make out who she was writing to, but maybe you guys can tell. Hillary to Pooh Bear.
Pooh Bear?
To Pooh Bear.
Had my emails getting there.
Trust me, my dearest Pooh Bear. Once we come up to power, nothing will stop us. We have the support of the vast majority of the people now, and they won't even care when our plan is revealed. So many zealots, so little time, right, my darling? Now, just remember, once this is over, I want you to pound me the way you're pounding my reputation in your speeches. Victory will be both of ours.
This one is might be groundbreaking.
Nothing else today has been.
Well, this is an exclusive.
These are all exclusives. We found our email, stupid.
I understand.
Now I have to lash into jokes.
Well,
I haven't.
Well, this one, Donald, our plan is working. Nobody in their right mind thought I'd be in a shoo-in with all my controversy, alleged controversies, especially with you beating everybody in the Republican primaries. Now that we have Ted, Bernie, and the rest out of our hair, keep going with your statements of the week. Some suggestions for the coming weeks. Jews, midgets, Canada, Iowa. And now you said enough of Iowa anyway. But anyway, thank you for making this easy.
Wow. You know what? I think that might be very valid because I actually found something in her inbox. Which
I bet you did.
Yeah, it doesn't get a lot of action. But I did find something in her inbox, and I think we might be along the same lines. Hi, Hillary. It is all set. I'm going to run as a Republican. I will make an announcement after I ride down my golden escalator. The press will lap it up and the Republicans won't take me seriously at first. I forget. Who do I offend first? Is it the Mexicans or the Puerto Ricans? I get them confused. I think I will win handily against the Republicans. It's going to be huge. They'll overlook that I've donated to you in the past and praise you. I mean, I'm the Donald. Have you seen my jet? I've been thinking about what to call you, and I'm partial to hellacious Hillary. But this is your show, so I'll go with crooked Hillary. I know this was a little ahead of the game, but I took the liberty of emailing Michelle Obama for a copy of her speech. Melania loves it. It should cause a nice distraction for us when the time is right. I think having people chant lock her up is a bit much. I prefer subtlety, as you know, but if you insist, I will get them to do it. Do you need my offshore account for the funds to help compensate my loss of business, or do you just want to pay cash at the next meeting of the Illuminati? Anyway, the kids. Anyway, the kids say hello, and we look forward to having Thanksgiving with you after the election in 2016. Friends forever, the Donald.
I'm starting to get a feel who Pooh Bear might be.
Yes.
Oh, here's another one I found. To Uma. No, to Uma. Get me another copy of Styx's Mr. Roboto. I love to listen to it right before making a speech. It's so motivating.
All right, this is...
Look at Joe just dismissing. All right.
All right. Enough of that.
Right. Enough of that palaver.
No, I got an email to James Comey of the FBI. Jim, thank you for letting me off the hook for the old email thing. It's not like I got away with murder like Benghazi. Scratch that. I think it's
typo.
Yes, I think it's important for the American people to know that what I did was not with criminal intent, but extremely careless. And really, what difference does it make now? Ooh, never heard that before. Teehee. Well, anyway, thanks for taking the bullet for me. And as we discussed, it would only be in the literal sense.
Okay. Well, I think we've revealed quite a bit.
I think so.
So now you guys can make an informed decision. I certainly think we've informed the populace. We got to thank some people for letting us do this. Thank you to Sam Sorbo for letting us sit in on her show. We certainly appreciate the opportunity. It was a pleasure.
Yes, thank you.
To speak with you early. We got to thank the network, Talk Radio Network, for giving us this opportunity, and Patrice over in the West Coast, who has kept us on the air and made us laugh, our YooHooDen.com. We're live on Tuesday nights, usually. You can see all our old show, the podcasts. We're on iTunes, iHeartRadio. Also, like us on Facebook, Davin's Den, and follow us on Twitter, at Davin's Den. Joe, where are you going to be?
Okay, I'm off this week. However, follow me on JoeCurryComedy.com. Check me out on Joe Curry Nation on Facebook, and follow me on Twitter at Plankfoot at Twitter.com.
Thursday, August 25th and August 26th, which is a Friday, I'll be in Hilton Head, South Carolina at the Comedy Club of Hilton Head. For tickets, call 843-341-5653. 843-341-5653. We will have a good time. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. You can follow me on Twitter at Davin Comedy. Joe, Pip, thank you guys for getting up early and doing this.
Our pleasure.
Our pleasure.
Thank you guys for listening and hanging out. It means a lot to us. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.
This is the Sam Sorbo Show.
You wouldn't dare build a house without a blueprint, and neither should you invest without a plan. Hi, Sam Sorbo here. My good friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios called Your Financial Blueprint. Let Landmark Capital show you how to control your retirement and safeguard your money from government seizure, protect it from an upcoming recession, and maximize your financial growth in case of inflation. Landmark Capital can show you how to put physical metals, gold and silver, into your IRA or 401k and take physical possession today. Your 401k IRA is a ticking time bomb. The government's racked up our debt to $18 trillion, and there's currently $18.2 trillion in retirement. 12 different countries have already seized their citizens' assets like bank and retirement accounts, and it can happen here any day now, according to the Federal Reserve. Get the facts. Call 855-747-5947. 855-747-5947, or find them at landmarkgold.com. Call 855-747-5947 or visit landmarkgold.com.
Spread the word. Now there is powerful nutritional support for migraine sufferers. It's estimated that 35 million people suffer with migraines. Are you or a family member one of them? Well, now there is MigRelief by Akeso Health Sciences. MigRelief is a safe and healthy, non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address the nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Just take 2 capsules a day of MigRelief for 3 months and see the amazing difference it can make in your life, or get your money back. No questions asked. There's nothing to lose. Akeso Health Sciences MigRelief has been helping people just like you for 20 years. Try MigRelief and get your life back risk-free with just one call. Call 1-800-MIG-7354, 1-800-MIG-7354, or go to MIG911.com.